Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Armitage Thomason. It may be shaky, but the Iran ceasefire is holding. One sticking point, Israel's ongoing attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon. Vice President Vance says that should not be an issue at all.
If Iran wants to let this negotiation fall apart in a conflict where they were getting hammered over Lebanon, which has nothing to do with them and which the United States never once said was part of the ceasefire, that's ultimately their choice. We think that would be dumb, but that's their choice.
The Israeli attacks in Lebanon have prompted Iran to close the Strait of Hormuz again. President Trump warns Iran the U.S. military and all of its firepower remains nearby, and Mr. Trump suggests he will not hesitate to use it. Following the president's White House meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, the future of the U.S. relationship with the alliance remains up in the air.
Since the start of the Iran war, President Trump has been angered by NATO allies for ignoring his call to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz, repeatedly saying,
"You know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test."
And questioning whether the U.S. should leave the alliance.
"It's certainly something that we should think about."
He met privately with Rutte at the White House, who was expected to try to smooth things over. But afterward, Trump posted an all-caps social media post, again saying, quote, "NATO wasn't there when we needed them." Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Hawaii doctor accused of trying to kill his wife on a cliffside hike has been convicted of attempted manslaughter. 47-year-old Gerhard Koenig's attorney says there will be an appeal. Oil prices rising again. Asian stocks have been trading mostly lower. Skepticism over the fragile ceasefire with Iran. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 180 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just in the last 15 minutes, we just cleared a big wreck that was near the American Legion Bridge on the Capitol Beltway, leaving Montgomery County and then across the Potomac, had three lanes blocked at one point. They just wrapped it up at about 5 minutes before the hour, so we're a little backed up yet from River Road, but barring any new problems now, that should clear out. We'll keep an eye on that, but at least that's good news going through there. If you're out early in Howard County, there was a tree down overnight, maybe some wires down as well. Heads up on Marriottsville Road. It looks to be a little more than a mile north of the bridge at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We're off to another chilly start, but today our warm-up gets underway. Bright and sunny with highs headed back into the upper 50s today. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, we're briefly back in the low 40s, but the 70s are back starting on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
34 degrees in White Marsh, 36 in Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Lawmakers in the state's House and Senate have reached an agreement on the Utility Relief Act that aims to lower energy bills for Marylanders. In a joint statement, Senate President Bill Ferguson and House Speaker Jocelyn Pena-Melnick say over the past several weeks, both chambers have worked collaboratively to advance the measure as a balanced statewide approach to deliver meaningful savings, strengthen the energy grid, and protect ratepayers. Each chamber advances slightly different versions of the bill, and their teams are working to finalize the language in the measure. And immigration rights advocates are pushing state lawmakers to pass the Community Trust Act before the end of the legislative session. Supporters of the measure, including CASA of Maryland, rallied in support of the bill in Annapolis on Wednesday. The Community Trust Act would require local correctional facilities to have a judicial warrant to detain to keep someone in custody before transferring them to ICE. It would also stop police or corrections officers from helping with immigration arrests. CASA and other supporters of the measure say it's about protecting families. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 042. The pick 4, 2467. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Taylor Ward is a doubles machine.
And Ward is bidding for another extra base hit, and he's got it! Over the glove of Hill. Three doubles today. A triple-double for Taylor Ward.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Ward's three doubles in the ninth, or his third double in the ninth, provided an insurance run for the Birds before Rico Garcia closed it out in the ninth. Baltimore gets up off the deck and sweeps the White Sox. 5-3 was the final. Ward batting .383, fifth in the majors, and his 9-2 baggers leads the majors.
Seen it well. I mean, I feel like the biggest thing is just trusting my work in the cage and, you know, just really working on my path and making sure I'm behind the ball as long as possible. And
sidebar, Ward, 8 years in Anaheim, no four-hit games. 12 games in Baltimore now, 2 four-hit games. Ravens leaders setting the tone as off-season workouts continue in Owings Mills. Start you off with Mark Andrews, his impressions of Jesse Minter and the new staff.
Jesse's been awesome, and this whole coaching staff has been awesome. Just stepping in here, the energy, it feels really, really good. I'm excited about, you know, going forward, getting better, and working towards our goal. And these guys are fired up, so I'm excited about that.
Coming up in 30 minutes, the news is as feared on Zach Eflin. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, April 9, 2026. Coming up on the program this hour, the Maryland General Insane Asylum once again grabbing guns, banning Glocks. especially the Glock switches that can convert them to automatic. Of course, that has already been passed in California. We'll tell you about that. The White House blasting fake news for the Iran propaganda over the ceasefire. But our top story here today is Governor Tax and Spend More. And the progressive Democrat and Marxists in the Maryland General Insane Asylum have just signed and passed the largest budget in the history of the state of Maryland. Let's put it in perspective, shall we? Here are the top five budgets for 2026, the largest state budgets. Number one, California, $298 billion. New York, $132 billion. Texas, $110 billion. Maryland, $70.8 billion. I'm sorry, Florida is $78 billion, and Maryland, number five, at $70.8 billion. Now, what are those other states? They're much bigger states with more population. California, New York, Texas, Florida, all much, much bigger than Maryland. Why are we number five? Because we are addicted to spending. That's why, and the Democrats are gleeful about it.
This budget protects our people.
This is truly a budget for all Maryland.
Yeah. Especially those of us that got reamed last year, the $1.67 billion tax increase. We'll get the good and bad and the ugly coming up in just a second. But, Republicans reacted. Not much they can do about it except go to the microphones.
While it's great that we were able to put that budget together this year and pay for Maryland's obligations this year without new taxes and fees in this budget, in this cycle, it doesn't solve the long-term problems. You're going to have to reform the blueprint.
What we predicted would happen has happened. We cannot afford it.
Yeah. And, of course, we have Dollar Bill Ferguson. And just, you know, the lies and the mischaracterization of these budgets. I mean, the good news here, and that's the only good news, that there were no tax increases or fees raised this year. But, next year is going to be a nightmare.
This budget is also about making life more affordable for our people.
That is why the Senate and with our partners in the House took a measured fiscal approach this year, and why we made deliberate decisions along the way to move forward without new revenue.
Yeah. More affordable, really? You spend $4 billion more in this budget, and you're making Maryland life more affordable? No, Maryland is not more affordable. It has never been affordable under the Democrats as long as they have retained power in Annapolis. And what about the structural deficits? $2.3 billion next year, $3 billion in 28, and nearly $4 billion in the year 2030.
We did it and also still cut hundreds of millions of dollars off of the structural as well.
These people, I'm going to tell you, they're pathological, as the pastor P.M. Smith called Governor Moore. All right, we'll hear how the Republicans reacted to that claim about the structural deficit, much, much more. And Governor Tax and Spend More not happy with the Baltimore Sun. Tell you about that in just a second. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. He's got his green jacket on. It's not a Masters one, but it's green anyway.
Oh, Chuck, I have one that looks just like it.
Chuck the Body Whitaker. You have a green blazer?
I do.
Yeah. Did you write in the script Masters over the pocket or something?
I had Deb embroider it, yeah.
Ah, okay.
But she doesn't know. She forgot to put the flag in the hole. Is there supposed to be a flag in the hole? Yes, yeah, really. That symbolizes Augusta. Oh, okay.
All right, well, at least you have a green jacket.
So they know I'm a fake. I've been a fake all my life, Mr. Casey.
We have known that for years.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
The Bay Bridge eastbound just a couple minutes ago, this sunrise was remarkable, and it's still very nice if you're heading east from Sandy Point over towards Kent Island and through that area, the westbound side of the bridge. Three lanes open, two eastbound. Everybody's fine over to Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. Beltway cruising right now. No major problems on 695. Even both the harbor tunnels just kind of getting to it now. Maybe a few brake lights soon on 895 around O'Donnell Street. We dodged a big bullet between about 515 and 6 o'clock. There was a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop at the American Legion Bridge. And at one point, Three lanes were blocked. That is now gone. A couple of vehicles are on the right shoulder, but everybody is moving once again. Maybe bunched up a little bit between River Road and the Potomac River Bridge, but at least better than it was 45 minutes ago. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Again, a cold start to the day, but we're going to warm up starting today. It'll be sunny a little bit later on. Upper 50s to near 60. Temps in low 40s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, low 70s. And in the weekend will be a nice one. Nice spring weekend. Sunny temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Right now, cloudy 34 in Columbia, 39 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you in Florida News. Two men arrested for driving with a dead alligator on the roof of their car near Disney World.
Oh, jeez.
They told police they had to tie the alligator to the car because they weren't allowed to tie it to the monorail. All right, that would have been
there. You go. And, you know, they're not too far from Gatorland over there, so
yeah,
that's where they were going.
Exactly. Or maybe they were delivering it to your little miniature golf course there in Brooksville.
They're going to make me some shoes out of that, I heard the belt.
Controversial $70 million luxury jet purchased for the Department of Homeland Security by former Secretary Kristi Noem will be repurposed for First Lady Melania Trump's personal use.
Oh.
And
they've already made that decision.
They've already dubbed it Air Force One. Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Fitness fans traveling around the world to exotic locations to go on runcations.
Hmm.
Yeah. I would stay away from Mexico, though. It could be a problem.
Just don't drink the water. You'll be running, all right.
Barron Trump, part owner of a new beverage company called Soyos Yerba Mate and Company. Oh. It is caffeinated herbal beverages that serve as a substitute for coffee.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
And because coffee stunts your growth. I believe Barron, he's what, 6'9"? He's a tall drink of water, let me tell you.
I hate to tell you.
Hollywood insiders are concerned the new Michael Jackson film, Michael, will be a massive bust. Mm-hmm. At the box office.
Mm-hmm.
One reviewer called it the King of Flop.
Yeah. You know?
It doesn't look good, even from the trailers that I've seen so far.
No, I've seen it. It looks pretty bad.
Despite the ceasefire, Iran is charging a $1 fee for every barrel of oil that passes through the Strait of Hormuz.
Mm-hmm.
When President Trump suggested the war with Iran could take its toll, I don't think that's what he meant.
Right.
You know?
And Trump said, look, you can have the toll, but we get a piece of it.
Yeah. We're going to share it.
That's smart.
Sharing the victor. To the victor go the spoils, right?
Yeah.
That's what he said the other day.
Right, protect the whole damn thing.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a little bit tentative right now. There's going to be some issues, but right now it seems to be holding, and that the entourage led by Vice President Vance and Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are meeting in Pakistan tomorrow to begin negotiations.
Right, so we'll see. Then Chuck E. Schumer says it's a total failure.
Yeah, well.
And he was talking about himself.
He should know one because he just looks right in the mirror.
Idiot he is.
I want to ask your opinion on this because the Masters begin today, obviously.
Yes.
And will you be like glued to the TV the entire four rounds?
I like it, yeah. I mean, this is one of the things I like to watch.
Yeah. No, I know. So
I have an app on my phone so I can check the leaderboard when I'm not around.
Right.
And Saturday and Sunday, I get locked in pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So you'll be locked in pretty good. You'll see a lot of this guy this year, Jason Kelce. Is doing live reports from the gallery.
Got the caddy outfit on. We're going to be mingling around this par 3 contest grounds here at Augusta National Golf Club. I'm out here with the patrons. Everybody's excited for today, guys. Here we are. I got my Augusta National chair. I got my cooler. About 18 sandwiches in here. One of the things I'm looking forward to most today, I have never seen a hole-in-one in person. And there's more than enough par 3s out here to make it happen. We're going to be mingling. I'm going to be giving advice. Hopefully nobody's going to be taking it. Maybe I get a stick in my hands. I don't know if I deserve that, but back to you guys.
He was wearing the Masters Real Caddy jumpsuit while giving that interview. Is this too much of the Kelces? I mean, we get Travis, we get Jason. I personally think I'm Kelce'd out. I don't know about you.
Yeah. They had Kevin Hart there yesterday caddying for DeChambeau. It was fun, but it's, you know.
Well, does the Masters need this buffoonery of a former NFL player as part of the broadcast?
No.
I mean, isn't that what pro-ams are for?
It takes, I mean, I don't think he's going to be on the regular broadcast. He's not going to be. I don't think that's going to happen starting today. Par 3 tournament yesterday was different.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be in there today.
Right, the series stuff. Round 1 begins today, right? When do they tee off again?
Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, Tom Watson hit the ceremonial shot about 8:20.
Okay.
And then it goes after that. So about 9 o'clock is the first tee time.
All right, so it's looking forward to it. Who do you think is going to win this year? Who am I on?
I don't know. You know, it always surprises me every time. Some guy like Danny Willett years ago, some no-name guy from England came in and won the damn thing. Wow. So some of these guys, it's just, you know, Patrick Reed, who they hate. They hate Patrick Reed because he went over to Live Golf and, you know, he's a, well, I was going to say what he said. Gee, I would have gotten myself in trouble just then. Let's just say he's a pain in the ass.
One thing they won't have to worry about is Tiger crashing the course this year.
No, he ain't going nowhere.
No, he's a...
And by the way, the manure that was spilled on the Beltway estate's gone.
Yes, it is.
And you don't have to hold your nose going
that
past.
That was nasty. You were calling it dirt Parkway. And mud. When did you discover it was manure?
Later on, after we got off the air, somebody texted me and said, it was definitely manure. That was the word.
Yeah, we had one of our listeners saying it was the first time they had Chuck spreading manure, reporting on manure.
That's nice. Remember George Costanza said there's something good about manure. It's ma and newer.
Leave it to you. All right.
Well, you know, I just repeat what I hear.
Well, I know. Thank you, sir. We'll see you in a couple. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. All right, okay, we're opening up the phone lines here. 410-922-6680. We're talking the governor, tax and spend more budget. Coming up next, we'll have him slamming the Baltimore Sun and the good, the bad, and the ugly of this budget. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
You know, the governor yesterday on his X account was, you know, crowing, bragging about the fact that, you know, for the fourth year in a row, we have a balanced our budget, unlike Washington, blah, 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 blah. Well, you are required to balance the budget. It is a state constitutional requirement. I guess he thinks most people are dumb, stupid, or don't care. And they probably is right, you know? So, it's amazing. All right, 6:23 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Thursday morning rush hour with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
We're good at both the tunnels right now. Just a very brief delay forming up 895 around O'Donnell Street, but nothing major yet. Under 5 minutes right now going south. And then the big junction here at 95 Russell Street, 395. That junction at Camden Yards is okay. New problem, Prince George's County, this time inside the Capitol Beltway, 295 southbound. Minor injury accident at Riverdale Road, but looks like about a mile back up already through there on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a nice Thursday. Starts off cold, warms up pretty quickly, and we have a chilly start here in the morning. Sunny and highs upper 50s to near 60 a little bit later on today. 34 right now, Ellicott City, and it is 33 in Reisterstown. So the good, the bad, and the other. The good is no new taxes, no increase in fees, permitting, et cetera, like we got hit with last year. Because it's an election year, that's pretty obvious. They weren't going to do that. Although there is this little ticking time bomb called the paint fee that we were found out about just this past week. That was passed in 2024. But the bad is $4 billion more, largest budget increase, and largest budget, rather, in the state of Maryland's history. Shifting cost over to the counties, so the county executives now are going to have pain. Either they're going to have to raise taxes on you, or they're going to have to make cuts at the county level. Cuts to the developmentally disabled, really? And you're going to, they all often say a budget reflects your moral values, and that's the Democrats' moral values, is to cut programs and you know, workers for the developmentally disabled. And then they're penalizing law enforcement if they got caught cooperating with ICE. They have funds that will not be, that'll be taken away or not be sent to a local law enforcement agencies. When meanwhile, we've got all sorts. We just learned yesterday the Jalisco Mexican cartel is operating in the state of Maryland. That big drug bust on the Eastern Shore, that's the Jalisco cartel. They're brutal. Cartel out of Mexico. The ugly is the structural deficit, which went unaddressed this year, even though the governor claims they shaved hundreds of millions. It's still, again, a problem. Next year, in 2027, it'll be $2.3 billion, $3 billion in 2028, and nearly $4 billion in 2030. Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, will be with us later on this morning as she goes in-depth talking with the Republicans yesterday about that problem.
Respectfully, Republicans have been saying this for years, though, that the state can't afford this, and Democrats have simply really ignored these calls. Why do you think now or next year will change? Why, though?
That's not true next year. It can only come from taxes, fees, growing your economy, or cutting other things in the budget. And so I would say, McKinsey, that I think it is time for the real conversation. I think Democrats have begun to understand that.
Yeah. So this budget supports turning away from Maryland's long-term economic reliance on the EDs, Feds, and Meds, including more than $100 million in targeted and tested business tax cuts, according to those in the know. But, again, there's not much you can do in this budget that's going to keep Maryland businesses here. Nothing in it that's going to keep Maryland retirees here. Again, law enforcement is at risk as well. So there you have it. That is, we're almost done. Monday is Sine Die, and we'll close out another incredible session of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Talk about it more coming up a little bit later on in the show. The governor's a little testy. His poll numbers are down, 48% approval rating, 60% of Maryland think he's on the wrong track. He's getting hit pretty hard by, of course, he's got Ed Hale out there stalking, and Myrick and Dan Cox, and they're out there pointing out his foibles and weaknesses. And then his record of embellishments has been pretty well spotlighted, pardon the pun, by Gary Collins and the crew over at Spotlight on Maryland by Fox 45. But now he's taking it out on David Smith. Now, David Smith is one of the owners of Sinclair Broadcasting, which owns Fox 45. And in full disclosure, we have a partnership with both Fox 45 and the Baltimore Sun. But now, all of a sudden, after decades of lavish praise heaped on the Democrats by the Baltimore Sun, the failing Baltimore Sun, which is on the precipice of a premature death, in comes David Smith. He purchases the newspaper. And now, of course, they don't like it. They don't like some of the coverage. They don't like the hard questions. And here's the Governor Moore on with Jen Psaki Puppet on MS Now, whining and complaining about the coverage of the Baltimore Sun.
The Baltimore Sun used to be our paper of record. It's now become the paper of the right wing. And I think we've seen how the readership has continued to decline. But it's happened because you've had a MAGA billionaire who is now currying favor for the President of the United States and utilizing what used to be a prize paper for our region and now turning it into something that is not much more than right-wing dribble. I'm deeply proud of my military service. I'm deeply proud of the fact that I served with people who I respect. And frankly, no one in the Army questions the United States Army doesn't question my integrity. The soldiers I serve with don't question my integrity. But we are seeing how the right wing and these right wing billionaires like David Smith is then using his wealth to be able to manipulate local media and is doing it not just in Maryland, but this is a canary in the coal mine for things that are happening all over the country. And they're doing it to curry favor for Donald Trump. And so it's unfortunate that this is where local news for the Baltimore Sun and for the St. Clair properties have happened. But I do think it's an important warning shot for the rest of the country as well.
You know, it's amazing. The left had no problem when it was left-wing billionaires and was left-wing drivel for years. I mean, decades, the Baltimore Sun was known as, a lot of people called it Tom Maher, the Calvert Street, Center Street Democrat Club. We used to call it the Democrat Party Newsletter here on this show. Things have changed. Ownership has changed. And now, of course, he can't take a few hard questions. He won't even answer a few hard questions. Unreal.
They can. We can't. Yeah. That's all.
It's amazing. All right, 6:30. Coming up right after the news, we have the latest on the White House taking the fake news media to task over the Iran war propaganda. Let's get some headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball is scheduled to sign three bills into law today. One measure will create a lease with Preservation Maryland to restore the historic Howard County Jail in Ellicott City that has been vacant since 2008. The second measure will create a payment agreement between the county and Fall River Terrace for an affordable housing community in the 5500 block of Harper's Farm Road in Columbia. The third measure will create a permanent interfaith advisory commission to provide advice, support dialogue, and promote education related to different religious backgrounds and institutions. A convicted sex offender has escaped from Baltimore police custody and remains at large. According to Fox 45 News, 63-year-old Alan Johnson managed to remove his handcuffs while in custody at the sex offender registry office on Tuesday morning, and he fled the building shortly after 8:30 a.m. Johnson was convicted on a third-degree sex offense in St. Mary's County back in 2016 and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He's now been listed as non-compliant on the sex offender registry, and anyone with information on his whereabouts are asked to call Baltimore police. And BWI Marshall Airport is expanding accessibility for low-vision travelers through Towson-based Reboke Vision Technologies. The free Reboke app works by allowing users to leverage the live camera feed from their mobile devices with overlaid customized fibers that adjust aspects like contrast, color, form, and lighting. BWI says the app can be used to read gate and wayfinding signs, view arrival and departure boards, and locate restaurants, shops, and lounges. It supports multiple languages and automatically aligns with the user's device settings for real-time information. And lawmakers in the state's House and Senate have reached an agreement on the Utility Relief Act that aims to lower energy bills for Marylanders. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. 23 years in the business, 9 years right here on WCBM with your guarantees and results. Friends, when you plan to sell your home, choose the one I trust, Vinny Steele.
Sean, I really appreciate that. This year is going to be very exciting for a lot of reasons. The real estate market is moving quickly, especially for our sellers. In fact, I recently met with a family planning to retire, downsize, and make the most money when they sell later this year. And it was a good move. They called me in advance so we could work on some simple tips to get them top dollar. And they were thrilled with the stress-free plan and certainty they get with my upfront written guarantee. If I can't sell their home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to them.
So I'll say it again. Choose Vinny Steele. You'll be glad you did. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit vinnysteele.com.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some brake lights now, 95 South going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There was a slow-moving vehicle at one point was stopped in the right tube southbound that has now been cleared, but very quickly backed up 95 back towards O'Donnell Street and back to almost the curve at Eastern Avenue. So we're on the move once again with all four lanes open, including the ride south from there towards 95 and 395. We'll see if it recovers. And in the meantime, some brake lights on 895 now as you're coming south towards O'Donnell Street and into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Nothing major yet on the JFX in the clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We're off to another chilly start, but today our warm-up gets underway. Bright and sunny with highs headed back into the upper 50s today. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, we're briefly back in the low 40s, but the 70s are back starting on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles' fears prove founded as the news is out now on the right elbow of Zach Eflin, a UCL tear. Eflin underwent Tommy John surgery yesterday by Dr. Keith Meister in Dallas, and the 32-year-old right-hander is now out for the year. Meanwhile, a strange win for the Birds yesterday, 5-3 over the White Sox, scoring runs every which way.
That one gets off the glove of McGuire. Alonso racing to the plate will score. Boy, another catchable ball dropped by Reese McGuire.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. The Orioles scored on that pass ball, a ground out, and a sack fly after the pass ball. Whatever it takes, the Birds sweep the White Sox in Chicago, and they even their record at 6-6. Speaking of strange scoring, how about the way the Jays finally beat the Dodgers yesterday in Toronto?
From first, the throw down, and it bounces away, and Schneider is in to score.
Dan Schulman with the call on Sportsnet Canada. Davis Schneider scoring the run on a catcher's throwing error in the eighth as the Jays snap a six-game losing streak, beating L.A. 4-3 was the final. A good turnout for the Ravens in their introductory get-together with head coach Jesse Minter and the new staff. All-pro safety Kyle Hamilton on his impressions.
This week's the first time I met him in person. Heard great things from guys in L.A., Cam Hart, who I went to college with, Tony Jefferson, who's over there, and you know, when the position opened up, they both texted me and was like, this is the guy that you want. So
now the new era,
It's been everything and more so far, and I'm just excited for new era of Ravens football.
Now the new era of Ravens football will not include Daniel Fa'alele, the right guard who started every game over the last 2 years for the Ravens, signs with the Giants, a one-year deal, the fifth former Raven lured to New York by John Harbaugh. Caps were back in action last night, breathing life into their playoff chances.
Odd man break here for Washington. Score! Dylan Strome!
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Strome's 19th of the year got the Caps going, and Logan Thompson once again made it stand. 21 saves between the pipes. Caps remain 3 points back with three teams in front of them. Three games left to play, 4-0 last night over the Maple Leafs. And finally, day one of the Masters today at Augusta National. 91 of the game's greatest golfers in the field for the 90th edition of the event. Two-time champ Scottie Scheffler tees off at 1:44 p.m. Last year's champion Rory McIlroy at 10:30 a.m. The time now is 6:37. When we return, how money has changed the game.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we are. So you're telling me that we have a caller who wants
a
question?
We have a caller. This is Mark in Pasadena that has a question for you, Gary.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I want to talk about the ABS challenges. I think they were kind of selfish by Gunner. I think he wasted two of them 2 days in a row. And then I think it was Beavers that took our second challenge. And I think we were out by the seventh inning yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe you guys could talk about that a little bit. Because I think a couple games have been decided this year by ABS challenges. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question. I think teams are going to have to kind of get used to how they are going to use their challenges, number one. You know, the Orioles actually have one of the better records this year in challenges. I'm going to look it up, and I'll talk about it at 7 o'clock. But I agree. I mean, you know, if you're going to challenge early in the game, you've got to really be sure, I think, that the challenge is going to be successful. Because if not, you lose them. You get two. And if you miss, you lose them in, you know, 1-1. And so if you lose them early, you're not going to have them late when the game could be on the line. So I think the caller's right, actually, Mark. There have been a couple times Gunner used an early challenge, Beavers used an early challenge, and they didn't have him later in the game.
Right.
So I think it's a valid point.
They'll learn. It's a new thing, and it's timing, as they learned with the coaches' challenges on the NFL for replays and certain things. And you see it with in hockey now. You see you know, bench challenges on goals, and offsides is the big one. So you learn to use them judiciously.
Do you like the challenge system in general?
In general, I do. I think it could be reformed a little bit, mm-hmm. I think, in all the sports.
I like the speed of which baseball does it,
yep.
Right? And, you know, obviously on the balls and strikes. I do think, though, that the unintended consequence is if an umpire keeps getting challenged and the call gets overturned, that's a little bit of an issue for the umpire.
Yeah, well, what was the guy in the first week or two of the season?
C.B. Buckner had six of them overturned, I think, in one day.
Yeah. We even did a fake news story about him. So
you did. That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 6:39 coming up on 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. The White House is annoyed at the fake news, and nothing new there, like the New York Times, the Washington Compost, even the Wall Street Journal, and others that have been running with this fake 10-point proposal that it didn't even come from any of the negotiators in this two-week ceasefire with Iran. Here is Caroline Leavitt calling out the media at yesterday's press briefing and saying the president's red lines have not changed.
The president's red lines, namely the end of Iranian enrichment in Iran, have not changed. And the idea that President Trump would ever accept an Iranian wish list as a deal is completely absurd. The president will only make a deal that serves in the best interests of the United States of America. And he and his negotiating team will focus on this effort over the next 2 weeks, so long as the Strait of Hormuz remains open with no limitations or delays. These extraordinarily sensitive and complex negotiations will take place behind closed doors over the course of the next 2 weeks. I would strongly advise the media against running with narratives that have no basis in fact. What Iran says publicly or feeds to all of you in the press is much different than what they communicate to the United States, the president, and his team privately. Never underestimate President Trump's ability to successfully advance America's interests and broker peace. President Trump has a proven track record of achieving good deals on behalf of the United States and the American people, and he will only accept one that puts America first.
Yeah, and Vice President Vance, returning from his trip to Hungary, as soon as he got off the plane, went right to the media and excoriated them for their fake news and propaganda about these peace proposals allegedly being bandied about by Iran.
I think it's very important for the American media to be honest with the American people on this particular issue, because it affects not just, you know, the normal issues of public policy, it actually affects peace and war. And here's what I mean. So in the past couple of days, I've seen a lot of reporting from the American media about the 10-point proposal that the Iranians have made. Now, as I know, because I've been involved in this, there are three different 10-point proposals, at least, that I've seen floating around. The first 10-point proposal was something that was submitted, and we think, frankly, was probably written by ChatGPT, that was submitted to Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. That immediately went in the garbage and was rejected. There was a second 10-point proposal that was much more reasonable, that was based on some back and forth between us, between the Pakistanis, and between the Iranians. That is the 10-point proposal that the president was referencing in his tweet yesterday. And then, frankly, I've seen a third 10-point proposal that's even more maximalist than the first 10-point proposal, that's been floating around various social media channels. Now, here's what's interesting about all this, is that I've seen various organs, the New York Times, CNN, others, pick up and run the original 10-point proposal based on little more than a random Yahoo in Iran submitting it to public access television in the country of Iran, and then them saying that somehow represents the negotiating position of the government. It's the equivalent of somebody in, let's say, a Democratic councilman in Boise, Idaho, saying something crazy, the local public access TV picking up that crazy statement, and then the New York Times running that as the position of the President of the United States. It doesn't make an ounce of sense.
No, it really doesn't. But that's the media is rooting for us to lose the war. The media is rooting for our soldiers to lose. They wanted desperately the rescue mission to fail. This is why I don't trust the media, and that's why the president calls them fake news, because they are fake news. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with real news on traffic. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway is a little bit slow now. The usual area is not too bad at Hartford Road and Greenspring, but the west side now 795 going down through Frederick Road, where we had the spill yesterday on the outer loop of the Beltway.
You're waiting all day to get that one in.
You're damn right. I just said it to myself just now, so I got to get this in. See a big sign there when you cross Perrin Parkway, outer poop 695. Thank you very much. All of that is gone, by the way, so no issues there. JFX is still okay. Now, the backups at both the Harbor Tunnels, we had an issue only for about 5 minutes, but it doesn't take much inside the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Backed us up. It's gone now. It's clear. The 95 backed up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. The word gets out back in Rosedale. There's a problem on 95. Everybody says, well, we'll go over to 895. Now the old Harbor Tunnel is backed up beginning at Aravia Road. 20-minute delay at the Fort Mac and about 25 to 30 now southbound at the old Harbor Tunnel. Heads up, Howard County, that report of a tree still down on Marriottsville Road north of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start to the day, but we'll warm up as the day unfolds. Sunny, highs upper 50s to near 60. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow sunny, low 70s. Pretty much the same for Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be upper 60s to low 70s. Right now 33 in Forest Hill, 38 in Dundalk. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name. Butterball Johnson.
This stinks to high heaven.
He's talking about the outer poop on the on the Beltway.
Just think if you had some of that caught in the grill of your car.
You don't want a jam up.
Yeah, that's why. That's why when I drive around the Beltway, I always keep my vent on the inside cabin.
Right.
I don't want any of that outside stuff coming in. That's for sure.
No, you don't know until you live out where I live. It's springtime, most evidently.
Okay. So you got this. They're spreading the cow stuff all over the place?
Oh, yeah. Chicken bovine works best.
Oh,
chicken
is that
poo.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, chicken poo.
And how do you know this? Are you
it rocks your garden?
An expert in manure?
Well, I can't say who offered that tidbit of information up, but they used to be in the biz.
Okay.
Her degree
I think
in dumpology.
I know who you're talking about.
What's that?
Yeah. Her degree in dumpology.
Dumpology. It is National Gin and Tonic Day.
We've run out of tonic.
But that's not terrible. That's catastrophic.
I'm sorry, sir.
What do you mean you're sorry? It's like Napoleon saying I'm sorry after the Battle of Waterloo. Perkins, do you realize that gin and tonic is the cornerstone of the British Empire?
It's more like catatonic day. I'm never a gin drinker. I never really liked the taste of gin.
No.
I had a bad experience with that.
Oh, did you?
A really bad experience.
You had a bad night with Tom Collins, did you?
No. God rest in peace. Tom Martin was pouring them down my throat.
Oh, no.
And no kidding. Let's get a visual of that.
It was brutal.
Okay. All right. That was at a station party?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. All right.
Meet some other folks, and I never had. I'm just a beer drinker, and oh boy,
you had a bad experience. Yeah,
and it was
happens.
The dry one with the olive.
Yeah. Oh yeah, those are real tough to put down. Wingstop is introducing the Citrus Mojo as its latest flavor for wings.
Oh,
all right, Citrus Mojo. If you're a fan of them, and we also have apparently family-owned chocolate shop operated in Hartford County for over 60 years. And in this area for more than 100 years is closing up shop. Log Cabin Homemade Chocolates.
Yep, right up. Sad.
Yeah. If we had Herman's Bakery last week.
Now Log Cabin Kid, which is like a staple if you're out in that area, right on the Hartford County line in Bel Air.
Yeah. Really good stuff. Log Cabin,
great
homemade.
People.
All homemade chocolates, by the way. So that's sad to hear that, but it's time to move on. Hey, Coca-Cola has announced for the America 250, they're putting out mini cans of America 250. Each state gets its own design of Coca-Cola cans. I guess you could make a collector's item.
Absolutely.
D.C. has on its can the Washington Monument. Virginia has Virginia is for Lovers. What do you think Maryland has?
Crab.
Correct. Crab. Now, many are annoyed, not that we don't like the crab, but this is America 250. Shouldn't we have something with Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner on the can? That's what some are suggesting. That
I'm ashamed of myself. You're
we
absolutely
love
right.
Crab. We love crabs. We love
sure,
them.
But that's we need America to be celebrating the victories inside. Yeah.
And it's not like we exclusively have crabs. Virginia has crabs too.
So does Florida.
Yeah. So does Florida. but it usually clears up with, well, never mind.
Truex.
Blue Stone.
Or Valvoline.
Valvoline?
What is going on?
Rub Valvoline on anything. It'll take care of it.
Didn't you go out with her once?
Yeah.
That's she lived in Irving,
just
right?
Once. She sat on my lap and slid right off.
She slipped away, I was going to say.
Okay, very good. Then I used to call her Bar Doll.
All right.
But it was so, B-A-R-D-O-L-L.
Do you agree with Coca-Cola should be the crab on the can, or should it be something that the flag, Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry?
Something about America. I wasn't even thinking of that. I was okay. Thinking of localized stuff. But, yeah, you're celebrating America, so put something that reflects what we celebrate.
All right. Well, we'll see what the listeners think. Thanks, Chuck. And a couple thanks, Maggie. And don't forget Best of Casey & Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com and our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman and Town Appliance. They got that 47th anniversary sale going on right now at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. And for all your appliance needs, and I would suggest you go in there. You can shop if you want at the big box store. Go in. They have competitive pricing. They have a 5-star service. You're not going to get any kind of customer service anywhere like you will at Town Appliance. They have over 70 different brands on display, all different kinds of budgets, all different kind of arrangements. And whether you're in the market for a single appliance or your entire kitchen upgrade, Town Appliance, you should check them out. They want you as a customer for life, and they're located right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Don't forget to give it away. You register a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
They have money for everything. They got money to fight wars. They got money for ballrooms, everything. But when it comes to supporting the American people, that's now when they're crying, well, we're broke.
As you know, the White House says those sponsorships for the ballroom are separate from government money.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Coming up top of the hour, we have arrested and charged a leaker. Remember earlier in the week we talked about the person that shared information with a media source about one pilot down, one still missing? It's been traced down to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and it was a contract employee. And the big question here is what, if guilty, because we presume innocence in this country, but if what punishment if she, it's a she, has been found guilty, should she, and she's a mother of two children. Very, very sad story, but there have to be consequences for putting troops in great jeopardy. So I'll have that for you. Don't forget, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth a little bit later on. We have incredible examples of Trump derangement syndrome-infected Democrats, including the California governor's wife. And another, it's happened again. Another illegal alien has brutally murdered a woman, this time in the state of Florida. So we'll get that story coming up in just a second as well. 410-922-6680. What do you think? Crab or something to do with Fort McHenry? Or the flag on the side of our mini Coke cans for the America 250. You can weigh in on that as well. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, just slowing at both the tunnels. Looking live here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. They're going in. They're coming out towards Key Highway down to 395 with the lanes open. But we had a little problem there about 20 minutes ago with a broken down vehicle that was there in the right tube. So we're backed up on 95 beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 has come in just a bit, was backed up at Moravia Road, now slowing at Pulaski Highway. So we're in that range right now of about 20 minutes as you're looking at a delay from the back end of that delay, trying to get south and then through both the harbor tunnels, but on the move once again. So we'll keep an eye on that.
that. The west side outer loop now begins to fill in and should be in the usual area. I'm just heading over there right now with a camera shot on the outer loop as you're moving south from 795 and down through there. Let's just see what it looks like. Yeah, slowing now right after the bridge to the usual area. So now we're 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A chilly start to the day, warming up a little bit later on to upper 50s to near 60 degrees and back down to the 40s for tonight. Right now we're looking at 37 and cloudy in Millersville, 36 in Middle River. Let's go to Johnny in Hamilton. Good morning, Johnny.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to just talk a little bit about how bad the Sun Papers went down. I originally was taught by the Sun Papers in Junior Achievement on Hartford Road, where you have Valentino's. We had a newspaper. That was when you had S.A. Abel family owned it. Mm-hmm. At one time, the Sun Papers had three daily newspapers. One was the morning.
Right.
The second was the three-star that came out at 12 o'clock downtown for the businessmen that gave the stock reports till 11 o'clock. The third was the evening. Then you had the Sunday. At one time, the Sun Papers had a paid subscription of over a million. Northern Virginia, Maryland, Washington. It had, next to the New York Times, the most foreign bureau chiefs. That means you got a guy in Paris, London, Bonn, Taipei in Taiwan, Seoul, Buenos Aires, Mexico City, Tel Aviv. I remember this, Paris. And
yep.
This is what it has gone down to. And that man's trying to revive it. The problem with the Sun was when the News American folded, the only other newspaper you had in this city was the Afro. So therefore, the liberals took over
yep.
and destroyed that newspaper.
Yep. Well, now all the left has they've left the Sun Paper and they've gone over to Baltimore Banner. That's the new Sun Paper, if you will. And you're right, David Smith is trying to resurrect the paper. And trying to make it, again, it's tough in these days with the internet and digital electronics and so on and so forth. Johnny, thanks so much for the call. And I remember all three of those, Baltimore Sun, the Evening Sun, and the Sunday Sun. Of course, the News America was a great paper as well. Mark in Upper Co., good morning. Hello, Mark. Mark could not hang with us. He wanted to talk about the Coke emblem being the crab. We'll get to that in just a second. Oh, yeah, now we have Bruce and Timoney wants to weigh in on that. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Sean. Hey, my idea would be, the blue crab holding an American flag on a stick in each call.
Yeah, there you go. That would kill two birds or crabs with one stone. Absolutely.
There you go.
Thanks, Bruce.
Have
good,
a great day.
Good suggestion. All right, it's now happened. The House of Delegates passed a sweeping ban this week on the sale of what they're calling machine gun convertible pistols. This is pretty much a Glock ban. And they did this out in California first. And now they're doing it here in Maryland. And they haven't used the word Glock, but the ban is on semi-automatic pistols that use a cruciform trigger bar, which is primarily used in Glocks, the older versions of the Glocks anyway. The cruciform trigger bar is a mechanism that limits the gun to a single round of ammunition per trigger pull. It can be disabled with something called a Glock switch to make the gun fire multiple rounds with one pull of the trigger, thereby giving it semi-automatic status. Now, switches, by the way, are already illegal under Maryland and federal law. They're already illegal. So now they're after the gun. They're already made the switch illegal. Now they're after the gun. And Delegate Nicole Williams is saying, if you currently own one, you could keep it. Oh, gee, thanks for our Second Amendment right. She said, no one's taking your gun away from you after this. If Glock modifies its design, you can purchase this newly designed gun. But I think what this really is that, again, this is going to be fully challenged, this Maryland ban in a court, if it becomes law, which it has not yet become law, but banning Glocks and other handguns could impact 30 to 40% of all gun sales in the state of Maryland. So we'll keep an eye on this if it passes. But they're after our guns once again here in the state of Maryland, one of the biggest and most severe gun-grabbing states in the country. You know, I love supporting local businesses that take care of people, and a great example of that, Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined forces, giving you two trusted places to go for great transmission service anywhere around Baltimore Metro. Both shops have been around for more than 50 years, and they were built by doing the things the right way. Whether you need new, used, rebuild, remanufactured transmission, this will save you hundreds of dollars compared to the dealers. And what I love most about it is how consistent they are. You get the same honest professional courteous service at either Glen Burnie or Jim Jennings. And again, with free area towing, financing, they help take the stress out of a major repair. So call Glen Burnie at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings at 410-686-6700. Go to jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, more experience, more value, one great team serving Baltimore. Stay with us here on Casey and Company at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Armitage Thomason. There is disagreement over the parameters of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire, which so far at least has been holding. Correspondent Charles Della Desma says the dispute has to do with Israel's deadly attacks on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon.
In unusually strong language, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned Israeli strikes in Lebanon that killed and injured hundreds on Wednesday. Israel says the ceasefire agreement does not extend to its war in Lebanon with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group, although Iran and mediator Pakistan say it does.
Vice President Vance, who will lead the American delegation in peace talks this coming weekend, insists that Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire deal.
With a two-week ceasefire underway, the United States will participate in peace negotiations in Pakistan.
The president is dispatching his negotiating team, led by the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Vance will lead the delegation, which includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Lebanon issue prompting Iran to once again close the Strait of Hormuz. That brings a stern warning from President Trump about a possible resumption of U.S. attacks on Iran. Police in the Bahamas say they've arrested the husband of a Michigan woman who vanished from a boat last weekend. The Coast Guard says it's opened a criminal investigation. Authorities say Lynette Hooker was traveling in an 8-foot motorboat Saturday night and that her husband Brian Hooker told authorities that she fell overboard and was swept away. Today's the day, Augusta National Golf Club, the place. It is day one of the Masters Tournament. Scottie Scheffler has two Masters titles, and he's the favorite in this week's tournament, as he tends to be for all majors these days. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 164 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a couple of vehicles came together here. Minor wreck southbound. Yeah, the front end of this pickup truck is banged up. So they're on the right shoulder southbound on 95 before you get to the toll plaza area at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're able to get around it, but then it looks like there's some debris right there. Police car's not there yet. Once that arrives, that's going to back it up even more. But we can see the front end of this one pickup truck in the rear of the other work truck is definitely banged up with a little debris on the right side. We'll keep an eye on that. Delays right now, 15 to 20 minute delays with the heavy traffic south, both on 95 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX, you're still clear. The west side outer loop is that normal delay, 795, going down the hill towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We're off to another chilly start, but today our warm-up gets underway. Bright and sunny with highs headed back into the upper 50s today. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, we're briefly back in the low 40s, but the 70s are back starting on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
30 degrees in Owings Mills, 32 in Pasadena at 704. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Immigration rights advocates are pushing state lawmakers to pass the Community Trust Act before the end of the legislative session. Supporters of the measure, including CASA of Maryland, rallied in support of the bill in Annapolis on Wednesday. The Community Trust Act would require local correctional facilities to have a judicial warrant to detain or keep someone in custody before transferring them to ICE. It would also stop police or correction officers from helping with immigration arrest. CASA and other supporters of the measure say it's about protecting families. And Calvin Ball is scheduled to sign three bills into law today. One measure will create a lease with Preservation Maryland to restore the historic Howard County Jail in Ellicott City that's been vacant since 2008. The second measure will create a payment agreement between the county and Fall River Terrace for an affordable housing community in the 5500 block of Harper's Farm Road in Columbia. The third measure will create a permanent interfaith advisory commission to provide advice, support dialogue, and promote education related to different religious backgrounds and institutions. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 042, the pick four, 2467. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The O's sweep the White Sox yesterday in Chicago. 5-3 was the final. Taylor Ward, the offensive hero, with a four-hit, three-double game. But an unusual play happened in the fifth. A mental error by Orioles pitcher Kyle Bradish with the game tied at two and a runner at third.
The payoff pitch inside. And three walks have loaded the bases here in the fifth inning. The ball gets passed. Here comes Mydroff. And now it's thrown away by Bradish.
John Schifrin had the call on White Sox TV. Bradish was miffed that he walked Colson Montgomery, failed to catch Adley Rutschman's throw back to the mound after the walk. It bounced off his glove away from the mound. Bradish slow to retrieve the ball. Chase Mydroff sped home from third, and then Bradish's throw to the plate was wide. After the game, two errors committed by Bradish on the play. The right-hander said he talked to the manager and took full responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, I went up to him right after in the tunnel, and we talked about it. Voiced my frustration with myself, and nobody's going to be harder on that than myself, and he knows that, team knows that. Like I said, that will not happen again.
Meanwhile, the news not good for Zach Eflin. Tommy John performed yesterday on the right-hander's elbow. He is out for the year. Ravens news with the departure of Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler, and Patrick Card for that matter. Mark Andrews really is the last man standing in the Ravens tight end room.
But I'm excited about this room. Excited about Coach Grassi, Coach Zach, and yeah, he's been awesome. Coach Durham has been awesome. I'm excited about that, and then having Lucas in the room. So we're going to have a great room.
Sounds like he's excited. And finally, sad news to report from the world of baseball. Four-time All-Star and World Series champion Davey Lopes has passed away. Along with Steve Garvey, Bill Russell, and Ron Say, the Dodgers' second baseman formed one of the greatest infields in modern baseball history, playing together for 8 consecutive years. Davey Lopes was 80 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, Caps fans are being asked to open their wallet. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, it's happened again. An illegal alien let in by the Biden regime has brutally murdered a Florida woman. Blood on the hands of Chairman Joe and the Reconquistas. Tedious, infected Democrats are going off on unhinged rants once again in this mass formation psychosis. Our top story here today is that the FBI has arrested a leaker. Now, there are conflicting reports, so I went back and double-checked all of this, and this is not the leaker they suspect in the Operation Epic Fury rescue mission of the downed pilot. It is someone else. They're still searching for that individual. But it is important to note that FBI Director Kash Patel announced yesterday, a former Army employee of the U.S. Special Operations Command, or SOCOM, has been arrested for allegedly leaking classified information to the news media. And this was being done. FBI Charlotte, FBI Counterintelligence and Espionage Division. The DOJ identified the alleged leaker as Courtney Williams, age 40, of North Carolina, was arrested Tuesday, indicted Wednesday by a federal grand jury. They're alleging that between 2022 and 2025, she repeatedly communicated with a journalist via telephone and text message. During this time, they had 10 hours of phone calls and exchanged more than 180 messages, all of which included classified information. She had a top security clearance, and she knew what she was doing was wrong. In messages, Williams cited a statutory provision of the Espionage Act. When asked how she knew that she may face legal consequences for her disclosures to a journalist, she responded, "I have known my entire career. They tell you every day, 100 times a day." And finally, in a message to a different third party, Williams stated she was probably going to jail for life. And she wondered how it would harm her children. Just outrageous. And again, this was unrelated to Operation Epic Fury, but we do know that Amit Segal, a high-profile political commentator and anchor for Israel's Channel 12 News, stepped forward on his Telegram channel on Monday and acknowledged his role in publishing the initial scoop about the downed U.S. fighter jet crew. But now we find out that it wasn't Channel 12 of Israel, it was NPR. NPR had the first report that day of the downed crew, with the pilots ejecting, one rescued, one still missing. So that has now been confirmed. It was NPR. And again, there's a lot of connections between other media anchors, and I'm not going to name names here right now, but there's a prominent Pentagon reporter who's married to an NPR reporter. I won't name the names, but that is, I would think, highly suspect. So the question here is now, what should happen to Courtney Williams? And she did it for a book called The Fort Bragg Cartel. She thought she was a whistleblower, wasn't getting any action, and so she decided to leak classified information instead. The Espionage Act of 1917 states that, if you aid and abet enemies, especially during wartime, this is Title 18 of the U.S. Code, that it could be imprisonment for up to 30 years and or the death penalty for those that violate. And some of the names we've, you know, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning. These are all some of the alleged whistleblowers and leakers in the past. So that's the big question. This is not the person that was suspected of leaking the rescue mission classified information, which put hundreds of lives in jeopardy, including the airman that was downed in the crevice in the mountain in southwestern Iran. But the question is, I do think we need to make an example and throw the book at these individuals, and so that it would deter others. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
This is a minor wreck here, southbound 95, Keith Avenue ramp, which is right before you get into the area between the toll plaza and the entrance to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's off to the sides in the painted out area, but now there is a police car there with the flashing lights, and there's some heavy damage on this one vehicle. So they got to be towed away. They're looking at it. It's a visual delay, and the backup is going back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge on 95, and then 895 is still backed up right around Urban Avenue and Pulaski Highway. At this point, 20-minute delays. We're moving traffic, but this is kind of adding to that backup on 95 South. Beltway still continues to fill in. Not too bad on the Parkville side through Greenspring right now. We're okay. The west side starts early, and that delay is in play from 795 down through Frederick Road. The southwest side of the Beltway looks good. I-97, 648, and up to the ramps at the BW Parkway with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a cold start, but we'll warm up as the day goes on. Sunny upper 50s to near 60. Tonight mid 40s and then low upper 60s to low 70s tomorrow and through the weekend. So the weekend looking really nice. Get out and enjoy. 37 right now in Middle River and 39 on the Eastern Shore, Stevensville. And time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So today, actually the team led by Vice President Vance, along with Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner, will start their trek to Pakistan, where tomorrow they will sit down with the Pakistan mediators and Iran and their negotiators and try to hammer out the details of this ceasefire in the next, 2 weeks or less now. President Trump said yesterday the United States will work closely with Iran, which we've determined has gone through what will be a very productive regime change. There will be no enrichment of uranium, and the United States will work with Iran, dig up and remove all of the deeply buried nuclear dust. It is now and has been under very exacting satellite surveillance via Space Force. Nothing has been touched from the date of the attack, meaning Operation Midnight Hammer and Operation Epic Fury. We are and will be talking tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. Many of the 15 points have already been agreed to. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. General Keith Kellogg was on Newsmax the other day asking how he views Trump in this whole Operation Epic Fury and now the two-week ceasefire. What can be expected to come out of this?
I'm reminded of so many times when people have not listened to the president, and you just go back with his track record. You know, it's what Shakespeare wrote when he wrote the play The Tempest, past his prologue. When you think what he has written about before he was president, and then when he attacked Assad after they used nerve gas on their citizens, and then he moved the embassy in Jerusalem to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, then he killed Soleimani. This is something he's done all along. The guy is a living action verb, and the difference his courage. He has done something as a president of the United States that no president before him has done. He not only talked about it, he actually did it. And I think people are now starting to realize this guy really means what he says.
Yeah.
Some of these people take a long time for him to get it, but now he's got it. He's got their attention. We've opened up the straits. That's good. Now, on a personal level, do I trust the Iranians? Not really. No. But we're going to see how it plays out in the next 2 weeks. They've got a role to play. They now know the president's very serious about it. He'll commit forces if he has to.
Yeah.
He'll bomb if he has to. Now it's back over to them.
By the way, yesterday, President Trump just dropped the hammer on a coordinated campaign of fraud and deception surrounding the ceasefire. He announced a full federal investigation into the flood of phony agreements, lists, and letters being circulated by total fraudsters and charlatans who have absolutely nothing to do with the real negotiations, citing CNN as one example that used some fake letter out of Nigeria as the Iran's 10-point proposal. Yesterday, Caroline Levitt called the media out from the White House press secretary room.
I've seen a lot of inaccurate coverage today from the media about these negotiations and these plans already. So let me be clear and correct the record. The Iranians originally put forward a 10-point plan that was fundamentally unserious, unacceptable, and completely discarded. It was literally thrown in the garbage by President Trump and his negotiating team. Many outlets in this room have falsely reported on that plan as being acceptable to the United States, and that is false.
Indeed, it was. Yesterday, at a Pentagon briefing, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth proclaimed victory.
Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. A capital V military victory.
General Raisin Kane says the ability for Iran to threaten its allies with missiles was severely impacted.
Since the beginning of major combat operations, the United States Joint Force has struck more than 13,000 targets, including in that 13,000 more than 4,000 dynamic targets that popped up on the battlefield and were immediately addressed.
And Vice President Vance on the current ceasefire proposals and demands.
The United States has certain demands and certain things that we want. The Iranians have things they can get out of the negotiation. The more that they're willing to give us, I think the more they're going to get things out of this negotiation. The president's talked about sanctions relief.
President also talking about his massive disappointment with NATO and how he may punish the backstabbing NATO allies who abandoned America during Iran war. Now, it would take an act of Congress to withdraw from the NATO treaty, but the president can shift troops from France, Spain, Germany, Italy, and reward others instead. Average tax refund for Baltimore County residents, thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill, a record $3,700 average. So the One Big Beautiful Bill continues to reap dividends. The DOJ has launched an investigation into the J6 star witness, Cassidy Hutchinson. She's the one that said she saw the president grab the wheel of the beast while the Secret Service was driving. Complete lie. President also saying that the task force to uncover fraud led by J.D. Vance has already uncovered $6 billion in potential fraud. The president celebrating Clay Fuller's big win in Georgia in the MTG's former district, calling him a large improvement over his predecessor. And that's the way it was in 445 days of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up next, is AI the next weapon we need to be worried about? 721, you're listening to Casey and Company.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Lorien Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorien Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorienAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, We help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23 traffic, weather on the 3s, Thursday morning rush hour with Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so the outer poop of the Beltway up here at Perrin Parkway. I'm going to use that a couple more times. That's okay, Mr. Casey.
That's okay. You have creative license.
Okay. At least I have some license anyway. The outer loop where we had the manure dropped yesterday at Lock Raven Boulevard. It's all clear today. No problems. And as far as we know right now, I can't smell it. I just see the camera. It looks like it's okay to me. The inner loop through Pikesville is clear. The west side outer loop is still there. It's the normal stuff. 795 down to Frederick Road. JFX, you're still good. Have not seen any major problems for the ride in and around Annapolis so far this morning. And it looks like even the morning backup, not quite there yet, but soon. I-97 southbound at Route 32. There's a minor accident on the shoulder southbound on the approach to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, kind of adding to that delay. And 895 is backed up towards the Urban Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start, warming up a little bit later on today into the upper 50s to near 60. Right now we're 37 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, and it is 37 in Middle River. Let's take a phone call here from Glenn on the Eastern Shore in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. So you're talking about this Glock ban. It's not really a Glock ban. It's going to be any firearm that is readily convertible to shoot fully automatic, and that's going to include a lot more than just Glocks. So what happened with Glock was they were being sued out in California, and they said, oh, we'll just create Glock version 6, and it won't be convertible. Well, within 2 weeks, somebody came up with a switch that would work on the Glock version 6. You know, you build a 10-foot wall, somebody builds an 11-foot ladder. That's how it works. The other thing is, the worst part about all this is Governor Moore's handgun review board. They're not going to approve the Glock version 6 in Maryland just because, you know, they're just communists. That's number one, but they're just not going to do it. The other problem with the handgun review board is the people that are on the board are not showing up to review the firearms, so there's not allowing firearms to be added to the roster to be sold in Maryland. And then when they do show up, they're voting against all these guns because Moore has stacked the handgun review board, and he's backdooring a gun ban very easily by just controlling the board.
Yeah, well, that's accurate. And I think that for any company, be it Glock or anybody else for that matter, that makes a semi-automatic pistol, then it is, you're right. As soon as they make version 7, 8, 9, 10, somebody out there is going to be able to modify it if they try hard enough. And that, I think, is another way they're doing a backdoor ban on whether it's a Glock or any other pistol maker that can be converted into a semi-automatic or, in this case, they're claiming it's a fully automatic, which I'm not quite sure I agree with that, but we'll have to wait and see. But they're being sued in California, and I think they're going to get sued here in Maryland as well. Glenn, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Behind the curtain, AI is getting scary and scarier. Here is Jamie Dimon, of course, the big financial guru, talking about what AI could do for you in the future for your work week.
We went from working 6.5 days a week to 6 days a week to 5.5 days a week to 5 days a week to 12 hours a day to 10 hours a day to 8 hours a day. I do think that there's a good chance it'll be 3.5 days a week, and in many years they'll be living wonderful lives.
Now, does that mean that your actor is going to be compensated for 5 days and 3.5 days? Or does it mean that the robots are going to take your place? Already, they have engineers with robot vision recording data that will allow robots to take your place.
Thousands of workers are strapping cameras to their heads before starting on a list of basic tasks like cutting fruit, cleaning countertops, and watering plants. Then the footage is marked up so that robots can translate the visual cues into physical responses. This type of human data is turning into a multi-billion dollar industry, since companies say it's going to take billions of hours of training before robots can be deployed into people's homes.
So that's, but the scary part, that's kind of weird and bizarre, right? But the scary part is that Axios is reporting that Anthropic has begun a tightly controlled release of Mythos, the first AI model that officials believe is capable of bringing down a Fortune 100 company, crippling swaths of the internet, or penetrating vital national defense systems. Mythos has the ability to hack any operating system known to man. This, to me, is the scary phase of artificial intelligence, a model deemed so powerful that its full release into the wild could unleash, I believe, untold catastrophe. So only carefully vetted companies and organizations, about 40 so far, are getting access to it. It's so dangerous that the Trump administration kicked them out of the Pentagon and all of their software applications. So that's the concern that I have now. We're concerned about nuclear weapons from Iran, valid concern. But I think now we have to be concerned about AI. And I know there's a race to beat China, but is it going to be at our own demise? I think it's a debate. It's a national debate we should be having and should be discussing before we just let this thing go unleashed. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman want me to remind you that they are there for you if you ever need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. And Michael and his firm have been doing it over 40 years. And over the last 10 or 12 years, repeatedly voted in the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland because they put your recovery first and foremost. They take care of everything else for you, so all you have to do is concentrate on getting better. So if you need them, they're there at 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. They've helped members of my immediate family, helped WCBM family and others. And don't forget the website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Fox 45 reports that after nearly a year of mounting complaints, viral confrontations, and questions about law enforcement's ability to intervene, Maryland lawmakers have advanced legislation targeting squatters and the fraudulent leases often used to shield them. The action follows a year-long spotlight on Maryland investigation exposing the scope of the crisis. The bipartisan measures, which cleared hurdles in the Maryland General Assembly, aim to close a gap that left homeowners across the state from the city to Montgomery County trapped in prolonged civil court battles while unauthorized occupants remained in their properties. Lawmakers say elevating fraudulent lease activity to a felony and exploring new tools to verify property ownership are intended to give police clearer authority and deter a practice that Spotlight on Maryland documented as widespread and difficult to stop. And a convicted sex offender has escaped from Baltimore police custody and remains at large. According to Fox 45 News, 63-year-old Alan Johnson managed to remove his handcuffs while in custody at the sex offender registry office on Tuesday morning, and he fled the building shortly after 8:30 a.m. Johnson was convicted on a third-degree sex offense in St. Mary's County back in 2016 and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He has now been listed as non-compliant on the sex offender registry, and anyone with information on his whereabouts are asked to call Baltimore police. BWI Marshall Airport is expanding accessibility for low-vision travelers through Towson-based Reboke Vision Technologies. The free Reboke app works by allowing users to leverage the live camera feed from their mobile devices with overlaid customized filters that adjust aspects like contrast, color hue, zoom, and lighting. BWI says the app can be used to read gate and wayfinding signs, view arrival and departure boards, and locate restaurants, shops, and lounges. It's 7:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County says they have a new minor wreck at Route 40 West to Johnny Cake Road. So just a heads up for that for the local ride. A little more traffic here at I-97 now. Southbound coming towards Annapolis at Route 32. It's moving, not backed up too solidly, but soon. So that backup will be there. Heads up for that coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard. Still fine at the Bay Bridge. We're okay at the Severn River Bridge and Ritchie Highway. Pretty typical ride in and around the Beltway right now in both the tunnels with anywhere from 15 to 20-minute delays. South, minor accident still on the shoulder on 95 southbound near the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We're off to another chilly start, but today our warm-up gets underway. Bright and sunny with highs headed back into the upper 50s today. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, we're briefly back in the low 40s, but the 70s are back starting on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So let's revisit that trade the Birds made in the offseason, sending Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels for Taylor Ward.
And Ward is bidding for another extra base hit, and he's got it! Over the glove of Hill. Three doubles today. A triple double for Taylor Ward.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Ward's three doubles and his third double in the ninth provided an insurance run for the Birds as Baltimore gets up off the deck and sweeps the White Sox. 5-3 was the final. Ward batting .383 on the season, fifth in the majors, and a leading 9-2 baggers on where he prefers to hit in the lineup.
I mean, you can bat me ninth, eighth, first, second, doesn't matter. It's all the same. That's just the way I like to think about it.
Meanwhile, shocker, Rodriguez has yet to appear for the Angels. A dead arm in spring training, started the season on the injured list, has not yet even thrown from a mound this year. His return is potentially weeks, if not months, away. Elsewhere in baseball, manager Craig Albernaz's former team, the Guardians, are high atop the American League Central.
Hit hard, right field, Marte bats over his head, and
Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Martinez's first homer of the year. His first runs driven in, and it put Kansas City down for the count. 10-2 was the final. One of the most prominent things mentioned by Ravens players who took the mic yesterday in Owings Mills was how prepared the new coaching staff was in anticipation of the team's offseason workout program. Here's wide receiver Zay Flowers, extremely impressed.
They were ready. Like, everything, like, from the plays to the formations, like, everything was already set. They PowerPoints, everything. Everything was hitting on the head. How we going to learn the players, what we going to do, what type of offense we going to have. Like, we learned that from day one.
Ravens will continue their offseason workouts today. 10 LIV golfers will tee off today among the 91 total at Augusta National, with Captain Bryson DeChambeau making interesting news yesterday using a 5-iron he made from a 3D printer.
I am working on irons. I'm building irons, building a driver, and so we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it takes me, and, all I can say now is that if I don't put them in the bag, it's my fault now.
Nice sense of humor there. DeChambeau tees off at 10:07 a.m., defending champ Rory McIlroy at 10:31 a.m., two-time champ Scotty Scheffler at 1:44 p.m. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Caps fans asked to open their wallet.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
So even though, Sean, the Caps beat the Maple Leafs last night in Toronto, 4-0 was the final, their chances of making the playoffs are slim. Extremely
haven't
slim.
Been eliminated yet, but it's looking pretty dire.
There's 3 games left. They're 3 points out, but there's three teams ahead of them. So, you know, they got to have a lot
they need
of help.
Yeah, a lot of help. You're right.
But so the thing the Caps fans really have to look forward to here is potentially the final home game for Alex Ovechkin in a Caps uniform, and that would come this Sunday against the Penguins at 3 o'clock. So you actually sent me this email. Ticket prices are soaring, as you can imagine, in anticipation of that. And we don't know that it's actually going to be his last home game. But anyway, a $100 ticket, normal price off Ticketmaster, is going for around $377 right at the moment. And it'll probably go higher over the next couple days. And then you were mentioning tickets on the glass are up over $1,000.
Yeah, usually about $500 on the glass. And within the first 10 rows, they're exorbitant. My son is going, but he's going as a guest from a company that has seats, pretty good seats. But he actually wanted me to go with him. And I said, let me look at ticket prices. And I said, too rich for my blood. Are you crazy? So I get a chance to did see Ovi. If he does retire, I saw him a couple of weeks ago. But he said he's going to wait till this summer, make his decision.
Yeah.
And it all depends on health and how he feels. And he's had a 30-goal campaign, but he's obviously not the same. You know, he doesn't play as much anymore. He's not as physical.
Yeah, his ice time is down. Yeah, everything. I mean, you're right. A 30-goal season, so the numbers are there. And he had a couple milestones this year. The 1,000th career goal, the hat tricks, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just not the same. But you know what? The team. It's really all about the team this year. They're just not the same. And when John Carlson was traded, that kind of, I think, you know, kind of hurt him a little bit.
And Nick Dowd, you know, losing Dowd is a great penalty killer and a centerman. So, yeah, I think, but they're rebuilding for the future. They got a good youth movement going with Cole
Hudson looks good,
and Ryan Leonard
sort of looks good.
Yeah, so yeah, they're all gonna they'll be okay. But you're seeing once in a generation talent in Ovechkin, the greatest goal scorer of our time. So
Caps in transition.
All right, thanks. Appreciate that, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Democrat, progressive, Marxist have done repeatedly over the years class warfare, whether it be Bernie Bolshevik or, you know, even Wes Moore at this level. That's what they do. They pit the races against each other. They pit the classes against each other. And the latest case in point is Democrat Marxist from Pennsylvania, Summer Lee, who has identified a new enemy for the people of America.
And I see other people who are fighting like hell to make you feel like your enemy is sitting next to you. That your enemy is somebody who worships differently than you are, or looks differently than you are, comes from a different socioeconomic status than you, unless they are a corporate class, then that is your enemy. They only have the politics of fear and division and destruction and disruption. They need us to keep our focus away from the people who have participated in the biggest sex trafficking ring in our country. Like, we can't do anything. They need you to feel like you can't win. I need you to instead lead and learn and live in your power.
So the upper class, as you just heard her say, the upper class is the new enemy of the United States. Not the illegal aliens running around brutally killing people or terrorists or even those that seek to make us less safe. It is the upper class that, number one, invest in America, number two, create companies and corporations that employ most of America, that pay people their work, that keep them gainfully employed. No, the upper class is the true enemy. And then there's a Democrat representative out of Georgia, Susana Kyratos, who is running for the Georgia House. She says it's time to punish MAGA.
This morning, two different Fox News reporters have reached out to me for a comment on a video I made in January. The video where I made an obvious joke that MAGA should lose their internet for 4 years. It's absolutely hilarious to me that this is what Fox News is worried about this morning after what's going on right now with the war in Iran that Trump is tacoing and gas prices and just the general state of chaos that the Republican Party is causing right now. This is what they're worried about? A video that a state House candidate made 3 months ago that was just a joke and has been debunked as a joke? Like, wow.
You guys are really reaching.
Have they even done a story yet on his plans to cut Medicaid and Medicare?
All right, so her joke was when this was all over and Trump's gone, Democrats are back in charge, rebuilding everything, and they would punishment for MAGA for voting for Trump three times needs to be that they remove their internet access for 4 years. She claimed it was a joke. Didn't seem like it was a joke to me when I saw the original video. She wasn't laughing. She wasn't saying it tongue-in-cheek. She was serious about it. But now, once you get caught, once you get outed, now you realize that, my campaign might be impacted by this. Now she's dismissing it as a joke. Trump derangement syndrome is real. And I've heard psychiatrists and I've interviewed psychologists that say, absolutely, it's real. These people get triggered. And they go into this mass formation psychosis. Still to come, Gavin Newsom's wife is, she might actually be more of a dreadful monster than he is. 743, traffic weather on the threes. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 to reserve your spot and pick up some WCBM merchandise. First up, here's the king of all traffic with the latest update, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The rollback is picking up the pickup truck that was involved in the wreck on 95 southbound before you get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're on the right side. They'll be clearing that. It's been a visual delay. They haven't been in the roadway at all, but they had heavy damage to the front end of this vehicle, so they'll be out of there shortly. But in the meantime, 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up to just about Pulaski Highway. Now we're in the area of 20 to 25-minute delays from the tail end of that to go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and also going through on 895. The junction at 95, Russell Street, 395, right there at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. Nothing really out of the ordinary on the Beltway. JFX has been good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Bernie's Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary this month, and you'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 says the Weather Authority, chilly start, warming up, sunny in upper 50s, near 60 today, 40s tonight, and then tomorrow, sunshine, low 70s, Saturday and Sunday, sunshine both days, upper 60s, low 70s. Right now, cloudy, 38 in the city, 37 in Parkfield. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got Sue in Federalsburg as our contestant. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Well, good luck. Here are your three stories this morning. Story one, the CIA used a futuristic tool called Ghost Murmur to locate and rescue that missing fighter pilot over the weekend. Ghost Murmur pairs long-range quantum magnetometry sensors with AI to find human heartbeats. And yes, they can detect one even in the middle of the mountains and or desert. Story two, Southwest Airlines is testing an AI pilot that will perform all functions of a human pilot, including takeoffs and landings. The airline company said they would staff the cockpit with a human co-pilot, but that an AI pilot would do actually fly the plane. Scheduled rollout for the AI pilot system in 2028. And story three, a pastor has been charged with gross negligence manslaughter following the death of a man during a paddling pool baptism. The man died during the ceremony held in the back garden of his home. The pastor has now been charged with gross manslaughter, allowing the man to drown during his baptism. Story one, Ghost Murmur. CIA futuristic tool helps to locate missing fighter pilot. Story two, Southwest Airlines rolling out AI pilot in a couple of years. Or story three, pastor charged with manslaughter after man drowned during his baptism. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Well, you know the old joke about the pilot up front that was really not there, and they're flying along at 35,000 feet, and he said, there comes on and says, good morning, folks, welcome, and just remember, it's nice and smooth, there's no chance of anything going wrong. Going wrong. Going wrong. So I'll go with that, too.
Chuck goes for story number two. Maggie.
I'm also Whoa, microphone on. Number two is the fake.
All right, Maggie goes for the AI pilot. Kristen?
Yeah, that baptism story, that's horrible, but that might have happened in a horrific accident. And I know the CIA was involved in rescuing the pilot, so that's possible. So I will also go with number two. I hope that's fake.
Kirsten goes for story two. Sue in Federalsburg.
I'm going to actually go with number three, because I don't remember hearing that, but it, even though it could be true, and number two sounds a little crazy, but I kind of think that might be true.
Okay. So we've got the reasoning behind all of the votes here this morning. Story one gets no votes because it's true. Ghost Murmur is an actual tool developed by a company called Skunk Works. And that is the former guitarist for the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan, Jeff Skunk Baxter. And it's his company.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
He's a genius. He really is.
A lot of musicians are.
Yeah, exactly. Story two, Southwest Airlines with the AI pilot. No, not yet. That is our fake news story of the day. Sue, sorry about that.
Oh, well.
All right, thanks again. Play again in the near future, so appreciate that.
Baptism thing was done at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, jeez. Man. Too early? Yes,
yes,
probably. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
All three are going to go against me. It's all right.
No, just two and a half. All right.
Oh, two and a half. Oh,
thank
I got
you.
It.
Thank you,
see you in a couple. 7:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Gavin Newsom's wife, Jennifer Seibel Newsom, she is out there. You think, what was Tampon Tim's wife for the name? I can't remember. She was really squirrely during the vice presidential campaign. But this woman is out there. Here she's worried about young men that are becoming more right-wing online and in the future.
Boys, we all know, I think, or increasingly are realizing that boys are moving away from sort of the more progressive boys that spend time online are moving a little bit I'm trying not to be political here, but are moving to the right and being sort of influenced by the Andrew Tates and some of that sort of alt-right socialization online that we know is very, very dangerous. My husband and I were alarmed when our kids were watching sports online, and my son knew about Andrew Tate and thought he was pretty cool and thought that his Republican grandfather, who's not a Trumper but a fiscal conservative, thought that my father would like Andrew Tate. So that's scary. We're like one of the most progressive households, and our son is confused and asking all these questions. We're working on legislation to hold tech companies accountable and help them be a force for good in our kids' and families' lives, to really provide all the best-in-class resources and support for youth so that they don't go down this rabbit hole of very, very dangerous and limiting narratives around ultimately what it means to be a girl and what it means to be a boy. We owe it to them and ourselves to kind of heal this gift of modern technology, but curb it to be a force for good. I mean, look, the Gov and I, we have three more years. We're trying to institutionalize our values so that they carry on beyond.
Yeah. I don't know which is worse. She wants to legislate this. You want to legislate something and you want tech companies to be a force for good? We just had a guest on yesterday about sexual exploitation of children. Why don't you do something like that instead of trying to legislate your values and your politics on the rest of young men online? And by the way, her son also was a fan of Charlie Kirk. She failed to mention that. 7:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Life has gotten more expensive. For many homeowners, their income stays about the same while everything else keeps going up. And there's less room in the budget than there used to be. Most people try to make things work on their own. They cut back, they use savings, they adjust where they can. But in a lot of cases, that still isn't enough. That's where a federal home equity conversion mortgage can help. It allows homeowners 62 and older to use some of the value in their home without a monthly payment to improve cash flow, reduce financial pressure. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on and what you're trying to accomplish. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If you're finding it harder to keep up with the cost of living and you're looking for a better way forward, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070 you will speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. That number again is 410-788-7070.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's the king of the outer poop, Chuck Whitaker.
Ah, yes. What a nice day it was. All I can say is I got wind of it later on in the morning.
Yes, you
so
did.
To speak.
Yes. Boy, you folks have been marveling at your ability to spread it for years.
Yes, that's true. I wish I had been there just to see. That section of the Beltway is clear this morning on the outer loop at Perrin Parkway. And everybody else on the Beltway is pretty much the normal delay, including now through Pikesville at Greenspring. And it's been 795 to Frederick Road on the west side down through that area. The southwest side was still running clear. The Fort McHenry Tunnel, that minor wreck southbound around the Keith Avenue ramp, is now gone. That backed us up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge and back towards Pulaski Highway. And 895 has been pretty current with their backups, and that's been around the Urban Avenue ramp south. So we're still about 20 to 25-minute delays as you're coming south right now. JFX is running okay between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. Construction delays, they work during the rush hour northbound I-95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start today, but it'll warm up eventually. Sunny, upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, low 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, low 70s. And on the weekend, we're looking at sunshine both Saturday and Sunday in the upper 60s to low 70s. Right now, cloudy, 39 in Baltimore, 39 in Glen Burnie. Unfortunately, tragically, it has happened again. There are monsters among us. There are monsters that are here that are criminal, illegal aliens. There are monsters that are here that are evil and doing the bid of cartels. There are monsters that are mentally ill, homeless individuals. And there are monsters that are repeat, violent offenders. And all of these monsters are aided and abetted by Democrat policies. And the latest is a female gas station clerk in Fort Myers, Florida. I don't know if you've seen the video yet. It's available. It's gruesome. It is graphic. And I just, how any human being can do this to another human being is just, it's pure evil. This gas station clerk was watching this Haitian illegal alien beat on a car outside the gas station with a hammer. And she runs out, apparently to call out to him, to tell him to stop, or, you know, trying to figure out what he was doing. And as she's speaking to him, he runs over to her and immediately bashes her head in with the hammer. And then as she falls, probably killed on impact, I hope she was, because what then proceeds was a brutal murder, repeated hammer strikes to Nilufar Yasmin, the mother of two from Bangladesh. Surveillance video showed Rolbear Joachim, an illegal alien from Haiti, led in by Joe Biden and the rest of his reconquistas in 2022, knocking her down with a hammer blow to the head, then standing over her, repeatedly hammering her in the head. This was last Tuesday. Joaquin reportedly failed to withdraw money from the ATM inside the gas station shop, demanded cash from the cashier, Yasmin,
When she explained she was not responsible for the ATM machine, he left in a rage and then returned early Thursday morning. He began smashing the windshield of her car, parked in front of the store with a hammer. When she stepped outside to intervene, he said, "Give me my money," and struck her violently in the head. That's who we have in this country. And that's who we have not only in Florida, but here in Maryland as well. And that's who Governor Wes Moore and the progressive Marxist supermajority are protecting with their laws punishing local law enforcement from working with ICE to remove criminal illegal aliens like Joaquin. ICE agents have shot a violent illegal alien gangster after the illegal tried to mow down officers during a targeted vehicle stop in California. That is also on the video. And remember DeCarlos Brown, the 35-year-old repeat violent offender, homeless man with a long criminal history that slit the throat of Ukrainian refugee Arina Zarutska? He's now been deemed incompetent to stand trial. And he'll be remanded to a state facility until he is competent. Of course, by then, he'll probably be released anyway by the Democrats, who do not care about your safety, your family safety, your children or your grandchildren. They don't care. And they show it and they prove it each and every day. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty, and they will come out and sell your home. And they do it with such great speed and great efficiency. It takes a lot of people by surprise. But I got a testimonial about a year or so ago from somebody. Their home was listed with another agent, and it just sat there for months. No activity, no action, no nothing whatsoever. And finally, they did switch to DaVinci. Vinny, of course, got their home listed. And they signed on the dotted line. They agreed on asking price. They agreed on the time frame. And their home was sold within days. Not months. Within days. And he can get that kind of result and reaction because of the nearly 13,000 names in his database to get eyes on your home before it even hits the open market. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or you can go online at VinnyOstillo.com. It's 8 o'clock with Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Angry over Israel's attacks on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, Iran has once again obstructed traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Correspondent Karim Chihayeb in Beirut says the attacks have been devastating with civilians caught in the middle.
Here in the Beirut neighborhood of Ayn Rasin, rescue workers have been searching overnight for any bodies in this building. This building behind me is one of dozens in the heart of the Lebanese capital struck by Israel yesterday. These strikes rocked the entire country. They came without warning in midday. People are horrified because there are still people missing. You can see family members and residents here waiting to see if they can find their missing relatives and loved ones.
The U.S. contends that Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire with Iran. Iran and Lebanon beg to differ on that point. The British Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper worries a dispute could derail the fragile ceasefire agreement.
We want this ceasefire to continue. We don't want to return to conflict. And we crucially want to see the Strait of Hormuz reopened because this is crucial for the global economy and for tackling the cost of living pressures here at home. And no country should be allowed to hijack these international shipping routes that impact the entire world and the entire world's economy.
She spoke with Sky News. President Trump warns Iran to honor terms of the truce or face the wrath of the U.S. military once again. The U.K. says British and Norwegian militaries led an operation to deter Russian submarines suspected of malign activity in the North Atlantic. Defense Secretary John Healy says a frigate, planes, and hundreds of personnel monitored a Russian attack sub and two spy submarines for almost a month. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 183 points, NASDAQ futures off 47. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm just getting rid of a new wreck on the Eastern Shore in Denton on 404 in the area of Route 313. So it's near the river, so be on the lookout for that. The initial report just coming in from a few moments ago that the roadway is blocked both east and westbound. So there's a lot of commercial traffic there. Big connecting route from the Eastern Shore trying to come over to Route 50. So heads up now in the Denton area. We'll try to keep an eye on that and let you know. We have some delays, of course. We're still about 15 to 20 minutes southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We're off to another chilly start, but today our warm-up gets underway. Bright and sunny with highs headed back into the upper 50s today. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, we're briefly back in the low 40s, but the 70s are back starting on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
36 degrees in Pikesville and 36 in Edgewood at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Police say a 15-year-old boy has been arrested for armed robbery. The teen is accused of pulling a gun on a 14-year-old and stealing their watch in the 100 block of North Calhoun Street last Thursday. On Friday, detectives used home monitoring data to track the suspect, who was arrested along with another 15-year-old on Charlotte Avenue when they bailed out of a stolen vehicle. Police say the teen suspected of armed robbery had the victim's watch in his possession. Police say the teen was on home monitoring for his alleged involvement in the shooting of a 13-year-old boy in January of 2025, and he had previous arrest for squeegee-related assaults and drug possession. And the Maryland Department of Natural Resources says black bears are now in the process of leaving their dens to explore new territories and find food. Officials say homeowners who leave food sources like birdseed, dog food, and even trash out in the open may unintentionally draw the bears to residential areas. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 042. The pick four, 2467. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF and do it today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, who doesn't love an underdog? And so, therefore, who doesn't love Rico Garcia, the much-traveled reliever, until the Birds plucked him off the waiver wire last year? Garcia sealed the Birds' 5-3 win yesterday over the White Sox, notching his first career save, drawing praise from manager Albanez in the postgame.
Halsey was down today, and as we were talking through the plan, you know, it was, we wanted Rico to take the ball in the ninth, and he stepped up to it. It was great. He was a little dicey early, obviously, but he settled in and made pitches when he did.
Garcia, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts in a 22-pitch ninth inning. The Birds are off today. They start a six-game homestand tomorrow night against the Giants at Camden Yards. Elsewhere in the division, nice comeback last night by the A's. They beat the Yanks in New York 3-2 was the final. The Jays over the Dodgers 4-3, snapping a six-game losing streak. Red Sox blanked the Brewers 5-0, and the Rays beaten by the Cubs 6-2 the final. We've heard often this offseason how Ravens head coach Jesse Minter has referred to Kyle Hamilton as a weapon, similar to what he had in Los Angeles with Derwin James. Hamilton yesterday at the mic on how he expects to be used this year by the head coach.
You know, he's got his own little twist flavor to it, but I think over the past, ever since Mike was here, McDonald, that is, I think they've kind of found creative ways to use me and in different areas and week to week. Play to play, drive to drive kind of thing, and I think Jesse's going to do more of that.
And finally, March Madness capped off 2026 with a multi-year viewership record. Monday's national championship game between UConn and Michigan averaged 18.3 million viewers across TNT, TBS, and True TV, marking the most watched title game since Virginia's win over Texas Tech in 2019. Viewership for the game ticked up 1% from last year's championship, 23% from the 2024 title game. Coming up in 30 minutes, what would you rather watch, pickleball or the LIV Tour? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer. Comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, does Maryland really need all these heritage months that they're passing? It's feel-good stuff, but I think it's a waste of time and effort. Mackenzie Frost joins us in depth. She's reporting live from the State House. Later on this evening, and she's got a bunch of guests on a variety of topics. We'll check in with her. But our top story here today, we already did the budget, and our 6 o'clock hour, we'll, I'm sure, discuss it again with Mackenzie coming up in about a half an hour. But one of the bills that we're keeping an eye on was the Unity Relief Act. And this was the desperate Hail Mary attempt by Democrats to try to convince and persuade all of us that have to pay high electric and gas rates that they care about us, and they have their green agenda policies have not really caused the damage to households that they've done, and obviously that is a bold-faced lie. This bill aims to lower energy bills, strengthen the grid, increase supply, and manage data center growth. Early projections estimate it could save customers $150 a year, or roughly $12.50 a month. Now, compare that to the hundreds of dollars you may be increased per month. And it is a drop in the bucket. It is meaningless. Now, look, it's always good to save money. But this is strictly, we passed it so we could say we passed it in an election year, and we don't want to hurt the governor more than he's already hurting. The fact is, the speaker will be on with Mackenzie tonight. Said, hey, this is a bill worth voting for.
This bill is worth voting for because you can go home and say you did more.
Yeah, you can go home and say you did more. Not that you actually did more, you can say you did more. See, that's the game, the semantical game they play in Annapolis. Dollar Bill Ferguson, because the House passed a different version than the Senate, they have to come to some kind of compromise or agreement.
I think we're open to conversation on all of it, and we want to get
to a place where we're maximizing the benefits to ratepayers and providing predictability in the marketplace so that we can lower costs.
Now, Senate President released, along with the Speaker yesterday, a statement saying, quote, "We're pleased to announce that the Senate and House of Delegates have reached an agreement on comprehensive legislation to lower energy costs for Maryland families." Look, I think they might lower some bills, but they've not lowered energy costs. And I think we're going to be here at the next time next year complaining about even more. Unless, of course, there's a change. Unless there's a change in the governor's mansion. Republicans like Jason Buckle says, hey, they took some of our ideas, at least.
So the Senate essentially accepted three what I would call sort of Republican amendments. They're not Republican ideas. Energy should really be very bipartisan. But they were ideas, including an idea that I had, a bill that I had about what's called line extension allowances that helps communities extend natural gas.
Yeah, basically they want to assist if you want to bring natural gas into your neighborhood or from your curbside into your home. There will be allowances or stipends or I don't know all the details yet. I haven't seen the actual bill because they haven't really printed it yet. It'll probably come out Monday at the last minute. But again, these are all just kind of little tiny little Band-Aids that they're putting on a gaping wound here in this energy crisis. And I think we're still ripe for rolling blackouts come this summer. And they've done nothing in this legislation that's going to stop that or help prevent that from happening. Nothing. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, there's a man that does something each and every morning. And then he does traffic.
God, I can't wait till 9 o'clock.
Good morning, John.
Oh, especially when these different things happen that we're just not aware of suddenly, you know?
Yep.
The wreck in Denton, the new update, they just indicated now the westbound side of 404 is blocked at Route 313. At one point, they had both sides blocked. So right now, the westbound side is blocked. The camera, unfortunately, there, I don't know if they turned it off or it's out. Either way, we don't see it. It's trying to get a look at it. There's a camera right there, but we don't have a visual on it. But it's a pretty bad wreck, apparently, on the westbound side. Both the tunnels, 895, still backed up right here around the Erdman Avenue ramp and Pulaski Highway. And then 95, at one point, we had the wreck earlier for the traffic southbound at Keith Avenue. That's been gone for a while. Let's just see what it looks like. It was still backed up here on 95 right at Pulaski Highway. So from that point to O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, going through the tunnel, 25 minutes there as well. So normal backups right now. Everybody's moving, but you still have to factor in that extra time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cold start, but warming up throughout the day today. Upper 50s to near 60, temps in the low 40s tonight, sunny low 70s tomorrow, and the rest of the weekend looking nice as well. Right now, cloudy 41 in Dundalk, 37 in Bel Air. And the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time for America's 250th birthday celebration. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. Well, a very busy day in history. It was on this day, April 9th, 1865, at the Village of Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia. Robert E. Lee surrenders at the his 28,000 Confederate troops to Union General Ulysses S. Grant, effectively ending the American Civil War. Forced to abandon the Confederate capital of Richmond, blocked from joining the surviving Confederate force in North Carolina, harassed constantly by Union cavalry, Lee had no other option. Grant arrived in his muddy field uniform while Lee had turned out in full dress attire, complete with sash and sword. Lee asked for the terms, and Grant hurriedly wrote them out. All officers and men were to be pardoned. They would be sent home with their private property, most important, their horses, which could be used for a late spring planting. Officers would keep their sidearms, and Lee's starving men would be given Union rations, and thus ended the Civil War, the bloodiest war in U.S. history. And 1 year later, 1866, after Lee surrendered to Grant, Grant was pulled over for speeding in his horse buggy on 14th Street in D.C. He was exercising his fast gray nag, according to news accounts. Grant offered to pay the fine, but expressed his doubts of their police's authority over the president and challenged them to arrest him, and he drove off. Grant, in spite of his defiance, later subsided that he acknowledged the warrant and appeared before the justice of the peace and paid the fine. On this day, April 9, 1942, Major General Edward King Jr. surrendered at Bataan in the Philippines against General MacArthur's orders, and 78,000 troops, 66,000 Filipinos, 12,000 Americans, the largest contingent of U.S. soldiers ever to surrender or taken captive by the Japanese, which then marched them 50 to 60 miles with what has now become known as the Bataan Death March. At least 600 Americans and 5,000 Filipinos died because of the extreme brutality of their captors, who starved, beat, and kicked them on the way. Those who became too weak to walk were bayoneted to death. And finally, April 9, 1959, NASA introduced America's first astronauts to the press. And you might remember their names: Scott Carpenter, Gordon Cooper, John Glenn, Virgil Grissom, Walter Schirra, Alan Shepard, and Donald Slayton. The seven men, all military test pilots, were carefully selected from the group of 32 candidates to take part in Project Mercury, America's first manned space program. NASA planned to begin manned orbital flights in 1961. And that is a look at America's 250th birthday celebration.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Say 20 minutes after the hour. It is time to fire up the reverse mortgage answer hotline, and we've got the reverse mortgage answer man on it. Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
We're doing a-okay heading into the weekend, and we look at this. Let me ask you this, Mark. What are the biggest reasons people don't do a reverse mortgage, even when it really could help them?
I mean, I think it comes down to probably about three things. I mean, one, I think they're going off past information, and that's not how they work today. They weren't perfect when they first rolled out, but they've done a lot of changes, so they're a lot different from before. Number two, I think a lot of people don't think they're going to qualify. I mean, they assume it's like a regular mortgage, and, you know, qualification for a reverse mortgage is a lot easier. And three, I think, is one of the big ones. They take advice from people who aren't in their situation and don't really know how it works. I hear it all the time. Someone says, well, this person told me not to do it, or whatever the case may be, but maybe that person giving me advice doesn't need it. That's why I tell people, just give me a call with your questions and I'll answer them for you. I mean, I actually had a listener call me for a friend last week because he said that she was nervous to call. I mean, don't be. If you have some questions, just give me a call, and you can decide for yourself if it's going to be right for you.
I think it's great advice because don't be nervous. Mark doesn't bite, and he answers all. And best of all, you put it in plain English so everybody can understand it. You don't talk in mortgage speak, so to speak. With rates now being higher, is that affecting homeowners with home equity lines?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sean, it's hitting a lot of people hard right now. I mean, a lot of people took out these lines when rates were low as a cushion for unexpected expenses. Now, for a lot of people, especially on a fixed income, it's just not for emergencies anymore. It's being used for everyday expenses. At the same time, the payment has gone up a lot more than expected, and for a lot of them, the available funds are running out. So what was originally set up to help is now coming a little bit of a burden. So, you know, what someone can do is this. I mean, we can pay off the current line of credit completely, eliminate that payment, replace it with a reverse mortgage line of credit that gives them access to additional funds without a required monthly payment. It's just like a regular line of credit. You just don't have to make a monthly payment.
Yeah. So let's talk about if you don't have a mortgage, can you still do or get a reverse mortgage?
Yes, you still can. I mean, I actually have a current client in around the county who thought he wouldn't qualify because he doesn't have a mortgage. And that's not the case. I mean, I work with a lot of homeowners who have their house paid off, but they have other things they need to take care of, maybe credit cards, repairs, or just monthly expenses, you know, to make life easier. So a reverse mortgage still lets you access that money. It's just we're not required to make you're not required to make a monthly payment, and you don't have a mortgage to have to pay off. So it gives you access to more money to work with.
And how do they get in touch with you, Mark?
They can reach me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sean.
I'm Mark McVeary. He's your reverse mortgage answer man. 823, traffic and weather on the threes update. And once again, on Thursday morning rush hour, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
And here's a new problem on 95 southbound trying to get to the Fort McHenry Tunnel right at the curve at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Very large, very broken down vehicle was in the right lane, but he's a little bit wide there, too. So they're blocking the right lane and the center lane now right at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That's backing us up towards Moravia Road. As you're coming down from Moravia Road, right when you get to Eastern Avenue, make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. If they have to move this thing, it's going to take a big wrecker to get this thing off the roadway and out of the right side. So that's the reason for that. Right after that, though, the pace is clear going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but it's going to take 10 to 15 minutes now to ride through that area. 895 will continue slow. The wreck in Denton on the Eastern Shore still apparently closing the westbound side of Route 404 at Route 313. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 says the Weather Authority, cold start, warming up. Sunny highs in the upper 50s today, 40s tonight, and then warming for the weekend. Right now, cloudy, 40 in Pasadena, 40 in Middle River. And about this utility relief act that we've been discussing, this so-called agreement on energy legislation, there's still not a lot of things we know about it. For instance, the Empower Maryland charge, we don't know how the final bill will look with whether that's going to eliminate it. I doubt it, or reduce it, maybe, or adjust it. Who knows? As to data centers, which is, again, driving a lot of this debate, here's what Dollar Bill Ferguson said.
The House's version was, at best, a placeholder. The Senate has a fully thought-through and detailed plan for how to address data centers. Looking at the renewables market, some of the decisions in the House's plan create significant challenges and uncertainty for increasing generation in the state of Maryland, which would be hugely problematic for the long term.
And the House Minority Leader Jason Buckle saying that all these so-called savings that are being predicted or projected in this bill, it's an uncertainty at best at this point.
But yet we're still told the same story of, well, it's going to save people $12 a month. I would suggest to you that if you move all these things around, there is no credible analysis whatsoever to suggest that the current energy policies of the Annapolis Democrats are really going to save you anything.
In fact, a environmental group, Maryland PIRG, they have looked at the bill. They said, quote, we've deeply disappointed the Senate voted to increase gas customer bills in order to incentivize gas utilities' highly profitable pipeline system expansion. So, again, The issue is, I'm sorry. It's like, remember when Congress got involved with cable rates? What happened to the cable rates? They skyrocketed. They went up. Same thing's going to happen here. Anytime they try to dabble in touch around the edges and so on and so forth, we're going to end up paying for it. And they know it. While there may not be any official tax increase or fee increase in this budget, what they do with this energy thing, I think, is going to cost us a heck of a lot more. Al is in Woodlawn. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing today?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I was off this week, so I didn't have to worry about ducking any traffic or nobody giving me the finger or getting hit by anybody today.
Is it that bad as crossing guards that they're actually giving you the finger?
Sean, I've been cursed out more as a crossing guard than when I was a correctional officer.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. But real quick, I know it's almost news time. It's just too bad that the Republicans won't unite, Sean, like the Democrats do. I mean, for every issue, right or wrong, at least the Democrats unite. But anytime you have Republicans, you know, who cross over, you know, just because they don't like Donald Trump, you know, for any kind of bill, or even down in Annapolis, you know, it's just reprehensible, you know? And also, and Sean, just in case my, you know, my traffic job don't go well, you know, and see you with
right.
tires, I might go the comedy route. So here we go, real quick.
Oh, no.
I heard there was a backup yesterday on 695 because it was a manure spill, a truck's, you know, spilled
right.
manure. I just want to know how many Democrats from Annapolis was on the truck.
I do like that one, Al. I'd hire you on that joke alone.
Yeah, and you know what, Sean? Look, man, you take it easy. You know, you and your family be safe. I'll be talking to you.
All right, Al. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. You and your family do the same thing. That is... Yeah, it's actually pretty funny. Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth a little bit later on in the program. We're going to talk about, do we really need a Heritage Month? And that's what they're playing around down in Annapolis on. And then we have also this idea of Baltimore County Council's rejected their return to part-time pay amid their pension controversy. They're going to do whatever they want. It's amazing, the arrogance and the elitism. And this just in, there was a sheriff out in California that had discovered 650,000 ballots that he believed were votes were cast fraudulently. And now the California Supreme Court is ordering him to pause his massive election fraud investigation and preserve all the ballots he has seized. So one wonders if this is going to be an attempt to cover things up or whether they actually want to try to get to the truth in California. That's 650,000 ballots that he believes were cast illegally or fraudulently, and we'll keep you up to date on that story as well. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines, and now with the update, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Mayor's Office of Older Adult Affairs and Advocacy, the Department of Housing and Community Development, and other city agencies are inviting older adults to attend an enrollment event for the Legacy Homeowners Pilot Program. The sign-up event takes place on Friday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Waxter Senior Center on Cathedral Street. The Anti-Displacement Initiative aims to help legacy homeowners remain in their homes as property taxes rise. To qualify, homeowners must be aged 65 and older, have lived in their homes for at least 10 years, meet income requirements, and be at risk for a tax sale. Prospective applicants should bring their government-issued ID, two utility bills with their name and property address, and proof of income for tax year 2025. And parts of the BW Parkway will be closed this weekend as crews prepare to demolish the Annapolis Road Bridge over the roadway. The State Highway Administration says crews will be working from around 10 p.m. on Friday until 5 a.m. Monday, and the same closures will take effect from April 17th through the 20th, weather permitting. This weekend, southbound BW Parkway and ramps will be closed between Route 100 and Route 32. And the following weekend, the northbound BW Parkway and ramps will be closed between 32 and 100. Drivers heading to BWI are urged to use 95, Route 1, or 97 to reach I-195. And the Baltimore City Department of Public Works will be reopening the Reed Bird Recycling Drop-Off Center on a limited schedule. Beginning this weekend, the site will be open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturdays only to give residents an additional recycling option while long-term improvement efforts at the facility continue. Only trash and recycling will be accepted at the facility. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. Do you want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. Or visit them at saferetirementsolutions.com.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A broken down vehicle still blocking the right side of the roadway on 95 southbound right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And again, with that, that's creating a backup that is going back at least to the area of the Moravia Road ramp and back even beyond that, maybe stretching back here almost back to the city-county line. So as you're coming south to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, when you get to the Eastern Avenue Bridge, you'll see it right there. You need to get to the center and the left-hand lane. I'm sure a lot of this overflow traffic now is going to be going south, and we'll start to see delays on 895 that, again, may stretch back towards Pulaski Highway because they get the word out. Right now, it looks like 895 is still capable of taking some of that traffic and some of that overflow traffic into the Old Harbor Tunnel as you're moving south of the Urban Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We're off to another chilly start, but today our warm-up gets underway. Bright and sunny with highs headed back into the upper 50s today. Tonight, under mostly clear skies, we're briefly back in the low 40s, but the 70s are back starting on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Taylor Ward, 8 years in Anaheim, no four-hit games for the Angels. Taylor Ward in Baltimore, 12 games, 2 four-hit games.
And Ward is bidding for another extra base hit, and he's got it! Over the glove of Hill. 3 doubles today. A triple-double for Taylor Ward.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Ward, 3 doubles, 4 hits, batting .383 with a league-leading 9 two-baggers. The O's beat the White Sox yesterday. 5-3 was the final, earned the sweep. Here's Ward after the game.
I mean, we came here and did what we were supposed to do. So, just enjoy the off day tomorrow and get back at it with the Giants.
Meanwhile, manager Albernez asked if he's happy with his Birds now at 6-6 on the campaign.
Yeah, I've been happy. This is the start of the season. You know, it's a long season. It's a marathon. There's going to be ups and downs. No need to panic after a tough series in Pittsburgh.
Off day today. The Giants are in tomorrow for a 7:15 first pitch. Ravens continue their offseason voluntaries today. Team getting to know Jesse Minter and his staff and vice versa. Kyle Hamilton impressed with the level of communication.
Keeps guys engaged just by, you know, painting the picture of what you're going to do when you're here, how many guys can play different positions and all this other stuff. And
NFL news, 10 years after a kneel changed the NFL and his career, former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick will release a book about his life this fall titled The Perilous Fight. Kaepernick kneeled before each game of the 2016 season in a protest against the treatment of black people and people of color in America. He never again played in the NFL. Elsewhere, the league has told its teams to expect replacement officials by June 1 if no deal is reached between between the league and the referees union. Big time matchup tonight in College Park with a pair of top five teams going at it. Number one, Maryland women's lacrosse welcomes number four, Northwestern, to CQ Stadium at 6 p.m. It'll be on the Big Ten Network. And finally, with the 90th Masters teeing off this morning, the Golf Channel's Brandon Chambly making news with his comment yesterday about the LIV Tour. He was asked by Dan Patrick if the PGA has won the four-year battle.
They did, yeah. I mean, even when LIV events are broadcast in the United States, and even when they're broadcast and finished in prime time on the East Coast, they garner 35, 50,000 views. More people watch pickleball than that.
Happy heavenly birthday today to golf legend Seve Ballesteros, two-time winner of the Masters, three-time U.S. Open winner, born in 1957, died tragically young of a brain tumor in 2011 at the age of 54. And on this day in baseball history, in the last spring training game of 1965, the Yankees' Mickey Mantle hits the first indoor home run in big league history as the Yanks beat the Astros 2-1 in the first game at the brand-new Houston Astrodome. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Whitstat. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to go in-depth with Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost, the government investigative reporter. She's going to be live at the State House tonight. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Good morning. It's hard to believe that this is the last in-depth discussion.
Yes, it is, and it's going out with a bang. I'm sure you got a lot of big guests tonight, I understand, so we'll get to them in just a second. But the big news is the budget was signed yesterday, this budget, and I look at it in other states across the country, our budget is per capita one of the largest in the country, and we're one of the smallest states in population, and one wonders, how does that all work out?
$70.8 billion. Kind of a lot of money, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah, it is. $4 billion increase from the year before. Here's a question. I don't know if anyone's ever asked this or answered this. I know we have budget analysts, but who affirms that the state budget is indeed balanced?
I believe that would be the Department of Legislative Services and all of the budget analysts that go through all of it. I mean, the budget and the Department of Budget and Management as well. I mean, they're the ones kind of crunching all of the numbers. And it's a constitutional requirement. I think that it's often used as a political talking point from lawmakers to say, we did what, you know, Washington doesn't, that this is something that, you know, we can do. We can balance the budget. Well, they have to balance the budget. It has to be done every single year. They cannot leave Annapolis without doing it.
Now, the governor did that yesterday on X, saying that he's done something 4 years in a row that Washington hasn't, and that is, but he left out the constitutional requirement part that you just...
This has to be done every year.
So the next question is, so how can you consider a budget balanced if it contains structural deficits for the foreseeable future?
Well, this is how the money, you know, it's a little bit of pulling money from here, some shifts, some transfers. The budget is balanced for the current year. That is, you know, it's a little bit of a semantics game, and the current budget is balanced. But when we're looking in the structural out years, that's where we have some funding problems. And, you know, a lot of Republicans point to the blueprint, and that's what they say is driving a lot of these problems. And we've heard this for as long as I've been in Maryland, that the blueprint is the driving factor for a lot of these problems. And I think next year will be one of the biggest years for the state budget in terms of what will have to change. And it will be interesting to see if that will be the year that the blueprint really faces some significant cuts or shifts or changes or however they're going to message what has to happen.
And yet, I know there's still, I haven't seen the final bill. Maybe you have access to it on the Utility Relief Act, which they're, you know, just apparently coming to some compromise and agreement on. But a lot of us are worried that although there isn't any tax increase or fee increases in the current budget, that this bill may end up costing ratepayers a heck of a lot more than what they're letting on to.
Yeah, I mean, the final budget, the details of the utility bill haven't been released yet, and I'm not exactly sure when the public will see it. From what I understand, though, you know, the House and Senate passed their versions, right, and there's a little bit of a difference, and I don't think that people kind of expected this to be as complicated as it turned out to be. I mean, if you remember that big press conference, when everyone stood together, the governor, the Senate president, the speaker, everyone was like, we have a big plan for this energy bill, and here we are, and we don't have the details of it. But from what I understand, it is still going to make those temporary cuts to the Empower program. We're going to see the average Maryland family save $150 a year. Lower income families could see more. We could see some of the amendments from the Senate. Some of them might stay. Some of them are likely to get taken out. And then there was the rub about the salary caps for employees of utility companies, how much money can be pulled from ratepayers to pay their salaries versus shareholders. So I think some of those details are what has been agreed upon, but the final language is what is being ironed out. I mean, it's Thursday. These details have to be ironed out and voted on in both chambers by midnight on Monday. We do have the weekend if they want to play with that. The Senate doesn't like to work on the weekend, so we'll see what happens.
All right, more coming up with Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight, live from the State House at 5:30 on Fox 45. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the broken-down vehicle cleared. Very large vehicle was broken down in the right lane on I-95 southbound at the Eastern Avenue Bridge, now pushed off into the painted-out area. So we're getting all the lanes through. The backup still has to work its way through, so we're still going to have a delay coming in from Moravia Road to right here at Eastern Avenue. Then once you clear that, then you'll be okay into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is still going to be slow from right around the Urban Avenue ramp going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Westbound 404 in Denton on the eastern shore is still shut down at Route 313. The contractor is working and the construction zone is slow in Harford County on I-95 northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off cold. We warm up to upper 50s to near 60 for the high today. Temps in the low 40s. Weekend's going to be gorgeous right now. Cloudy 42 in Annapolis, 39 in Ellicott City on our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost. Fox 45 in depth tonight at 5:30 live from the State House. Who are your guests tonight? Who do you have lined up?
We have Senate President Bill Ferguson, Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey, and for the first time in in-depth history, we have the House Speaker, Jocelyn Penny Melnick, will be joining us.
Wow, that should be fascinating.
Yes.
There was a big drug bust this week on the Eastern Shore, and we found out from the DEA that the Jalisco Cartel of Mexico, one of the bloodthirsty, murderous gangs, is a presence here in the state of Maryland. And yet the governor and the Democrats, in this budget, they put in there that if local law enforcement works with ICE in any way, shape, or form, they could, what, lose funds? Is that still in the budget?
Yes, that was part of the budget language, and that, you know, that kind of stems from the 287G bill that was signed into law. That was the first bill that came out of session, and we remember all of that, and that was signed earlier this year, and that language was added, and I remember asking some of the budget leaders about that, and they argued that this was, you know, really just an enforcement tool for the state to ensure that this was not a way for local law enforcement to kind of circumvent the law. And it's really just those formal agreements to ensure that that is still not happening. But we should remember that the governor did send out guidance that they can still work with the federal immigration enforcement in certain instances the language in the budget is to ensure that those formal agreements aren't there. It's a little convoluted. It feels a little unnecessary and a cumbersome step to make to prove that those agreements aren't there, even though it's in law now. But it is still there. So those funds are contingent on that being proved that they're not working with them.
Yet the governor was there in Salisbury the other day.
Right.
And I just marked it. It's ironic that he's there to celebrate the fact that they had this big bust of Jalisco cartel members, but he doesn't want local law enforcement working to remove them with federal agents. Just crazy. You know, almost every day, every night you tune into Fox 45 and watch you guys, your excellent newscast. And you, there's a story again today about police arresting four juveniles, recovering two stolen vehicles after a crash. Every day there's a headline, there's a story, a package you guys run regarding a juvenile crime. And yet the Youth Charging Reform Act passed with flying colors. And again, this in spite of state's attorneys and local law enforcement advising against it. So it just seems like we're hurtling down the train tracks of more problems with juveniles.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting to hear from the Baltimore Police Commissioner, Richard Borley, recently say that he does not agree with, he doesn't believe these ankle monitors are a good thing. And that is part of the, you know, process that DJS uses. And I thought that was really striking that the commissioner said that. And I think that I'm really curious to hear what the Senate president has to say about that. That is something that is on my list to bring to him tonight because, I mean, he represents the city, too, right? And he's not just the leader of the Senate, but he's from Baltimore. And if you have your own police commissioner saying that these ankle monitors aren't working and that it's doing a disservice to these juveniles, and yet we're going to put more kids in the juvenile system where we know the ankle monitors are part of that system, you know, it kind of begs the question, what are we doing?
No, you know, I did see the Senate president at Federal Hill Square Park the other day because you had a bunch of neighbors who were really concerned about that Easter Day homicide, and they felt that their concerns weren't being heard by the mayor or the governor.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, it almost feels like deja vu, Sean. I mean, how many summers and springs have we kind of done this cycle of stories where this is the routine, and we have kids kind of doing this type of behavior, and yet we have laws like this. And I know that the Youth Charging Reform Act has been pushed in Annapolis, you know, for almost a decade from what I've been hearing. And this is the year that they decide to move forward. And from what I have been hearing and the conversations unfolding, a lot of it hinged on, you know, changes in the policies that have been made within DJS and the new leadership. And I think a lot of people want to give the new secretary the benefit of the doubt that there are changes happening. But if we have people who are on the ground and we're hearing from these state's attorneys saying that these programs and the services aren't working and they say fix the system first, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, and you have reported in the past regarding the ankle monitor situation, regarding GPS versus non-GPS, mm-hmm. but there's just not enough staff at DJS to monitor the current ankle monitor honorees, and they're about ready to make it much worse with larger numbers. It defies logic.
Right. I mean, and that kind of goes back to what I think the state's attorneys were getting at when they're talking about fixing the system. If they have the programs and services in place, but they don't have enough bed space or they don't have enough staff to handle and to provide the level of services for these kids to ensure that they're in these programs long enough so that they can benefit from these programs, and they're just cycling them through because there are too many kids or they don't have enough space, why would it make sense to put even more children through and instead of, you know, beefing up the programs or providing more funding and resources to DJS to expand the level of services, to expand the staffing, to ensure that what is in place now is working? I think that's the question that a lot of police and prosecutors have been asking and pushing for before this law even, you know, moved forward. And some state attorneys agree with the intent of this law. They say they're not necessarily opposed to this idea in theory, potentially it's just not right now.
Very good. Live from the State House tonight, the final in-depth of the session, Mackenzie Frost. Mackenzie, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. 8:51, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day. I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. Feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. A bakery owner in Washington State has gone viral by letting his children narrate his videos with lots of giggles. The best part is when the children roast him while mispronouncing his pastries. At one point, they call him Poopy Pants. Here's a sample of what it sounds like.
The day of the life of our daddy.
His bakery is very nice, and I love his bakery. And he makes the cream. They have three different teams.
My favorite is the pistachio.
It's pistachio, Aya. That's what I said.
My favorite cream is the chocolate. Everyone else loves the pistachio. The pistachio is really good, but the chocolate bitter. And make the croissant in the cream. Daddy's and Poopy Pants, and I really love his croissant and do everything he does.
Now he's putting on the decorations.
Yeah, so I think Chuck Whitaker has enough trouble mentioning pistachios, let alone children. All right, Pints and Politics returns Thursday, April the 23rd. We did it last year. It was at Michael's Cafe, York Road. Great venue, great food, beverage. It's going to be a great night. I'm going to be out there, live in-person discussion with listeners on Maryland politics, national politics, with this administration has accomplished what challenges lie ahead, and so on and so forth. I'll tell you more about it in just a second, but I want to remind you that feel-good news brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, Kim Klasick here, and if you've been thinking about upgrading your appliances, take my word for it. Town Appliance has everything you're looking for. Now's the perfect time to visit during their 47th anniversary shopping event. Their showroom is exciting and packed with top brands like GE, Cafe, and Monogram, plus 70 other brands to choose from. Mayer and Mayer are wonderful to work with and will keep you at or under budget with zero pressure, just real help. Visit townappliance.com and look for the anniversary banner giveaway for a chance to win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The Appropriations and Senate Finance Chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
8:53, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the final report, old Poopy Pants himself, Chuck Whitaker.
That's nice. What's that noise I hear going down the hall?
My question is, how do you clean up a manure spill on 695? Do they have like a giant pooper scooper?
I would assume a fire hose and some buckets.
A lot of buckets.
She was there too.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
The construction northbound 95 Route 24, that creates problems even now. They work during the rush hour, and there's a backup there northbound. Takes 5 or 10 minutes right now to get through there. Recovering nicely from the earlier problems here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel on 95 southbound. That big broken down vehicle in the painted out area now, right around the Eastern Avenue Ranch. The backups are just about gone now at both the tunnels southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 says a little chilly start, but we're going to warm up about close to 60 today for the high. Sunny skies, low 40s tonight. And then the weekend unfolds. It's going to be nice. Nice spring weekend. Sunny, low 70s tomorrow. Sunny and temperatures in the upper 60s, low 70s Saturday and Sunday. 45 in cloudy in Ocean City, 41 in Severn. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-OK. What you got coming up?
All right. So, of course, we're going to get to the latest in Iran. Okay, that's a given, right?
Right.
We're going to do that for sure. But this news in regards to Governor Westmore, I know you saw it, the interview he did with Jen Psaki.
Yes, we played it earlier.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So, I didn't realize the Baltimore Sun was considering going to show a couple of files to those in charge of possibly maybe taking away Governor Westmore's Bronze Star. I don't know. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm very curious on what they are talking about here. But we're going to get into that. But not only that, I think it's interesting because he's so upset with David Smith. He's so upset with the Baltimore Sun. Yet the co-owner of the Baltimore Sun is Armstrong Williams, which
right.
is a longtime friend and mentor
yes.
of Governor Westmore.
Right. He doesn't get any slings or arrows.
No. So what is going on with that? Anyways,
displacement, you know.
It's, yeah.
He doesn't like getting hard questions. He doesn't like being challenged on all his embellishments. And so now he's lashing out. It's the old shoot the messenger.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess Armstrong Williams, did you see he also had an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun discussing a little bit about this? Anyways, we'll get into all that drama, of course. And then also, I don't know if you saw the Baltimore Banner piece about some of the high-rise condos sitting empty in Harbor East.
Yes.
And so now, you know, that whole deal they have with David Bramble, they want right. to bring the million-dollar condos into the Inner Harbor for revitalization. That's not going to happen, Sean. Nobody is going to buy those condos. Why are we going forth with this? This is taxpayer dollars.
It is. And Democrat policies killed the Inner Harbor. And Democrat policies will inhibit the future success of the Inner Harbor.
Yeah. No, we're going to talk about that. We got Tory Snow coming up at 10 o'clock, his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And then Dominic Martin, he is a new candidate. I have not met him before, but he's running in Anne Arundel County.
All right, sounds good. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Always entertaining and informing. Stay tuned for Kim. So I've got a list from the Center for Immigration Studies on which sanctuary jurisdictions have released the most criminals. And, you know, again, they're right up there. You would expect the round up the usual suspects. California is way above everybody else with over 13,000. Then comes Illinois. Then Virginia. And this is even before the terrible reign of Spanberger. Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, all blue are purple states so far. Again, and then rounding out the top 10, Minnesota, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Maryland. Maryland is right up there in releasing the most criminal illegal aliens in the country. Top 10. And this latest policy of penalizing local law enforcement from working with ICE is certainly not going to help there. It's just amazing. So what's interesting to me is that the new Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, in an interview earlier this week with Brett Baer on a special report on Fox News, is threatening to shut down international flights in cities where local Democrats shield illegal aliens in so-called sanctuary cities. Now, we have not been designated an official sanctuary state or sanctuary city, but I think one could make the argument with the legislation just passed about 287G, about penalizing local law enforcement, and about the top 10 ranking of criminal illegal aliens released here in the state of Maryland. One could make a strong argument we're a sanctuary city. Could that jeopardize the international status of BWI? And would customs then be pulled out? Interesting. That would certainly be a devastating blow to airport business if that indeed did happen. Stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.